Radio Kerry, live from Croke Park for the All-Ireland Senior Football Final in association with Ted Castle's Oil.
Well, Falls are over look, this is like a park of croaking. Erin O'Call, Harvest, Special to Shaw, Clicha Canish Naharan, Id Bell Nashinshire, Curie, August Mio. All-Ireland Football Final Day, well, a day in which there is no hiding, a day that every player dreams about from the cradle, but only these select few get to take part in this, the greatest stage that the GAA can offer a Gaelic footballer. The atmosphere is wonderful. The crowds, Kerry supporters at the back, behind the canal goal, at the canal end of the ground, Mayo up in Hill 16. Even during the minor game, it was very noticeable the Kerry supporters backed Tyrone all the way, but Mayo picked the winners. They backed Laois, obviously just because Kerry were backing Tyrone, having played them in the semi-final. Now, it started off being a very calm day. It's quite overcast here now. I think it's going to stay dry, but the wind has come up quite noticeably, blowing straight up the field from the canal end into the railway end, and it was noticeable towards the end of the minor game that the ball was being well held up by that wind, and it's certainly going to favour the team that defends the canal goal in either half. Well, team news is that both will line out as selected. It means Kerry in goal, Declan O'Keefe of Rathmore. Fullback line, Killian Burns of Sneem, Barry O'Shea of Cairns O'Rahillies, and Stephen Stack of Listow Lemmets. Halfback line, Seamus Moynihan, Glenfest, Liam O'Flaherty, Ballydonahue, and Eamon Breen of Fanoog. At centre field, Dara O'Shea on Weltucht, and William Kirby of Austin Stacks. Half forward line, Paul Aid, Austin Stacks, Liam Hassett of Lown Rangers, the captain, and Dennis O'Dwyer of Waterville. And a full forward line, Billy O'Shea, Lown Rangers, Dara O'Kineda on Weltucht, and Maurice Fitzgerald of St. Mary's, Cahersavine. Mayo in goal, Peter Burke of Kiltimach. Fullback line, Kenneth Mortimer of Shrewl, Pat Holmes of plays with Cavan Giles, and Dermot Flanagan of Ballardreen. The halfback line, Fergal Costello of Ballinrobe, James Nallon of Crossmolina, and Noel Connolly of Hollymount, the captain. At centre field, it's Pat Fallon of Ball and David Heaney of Swinford. Half forward line, Maurice Sheridan of Ball, Colin McManaman of Borrisshuil, and John Casey of Charlestown. And the full forward line, Kieran MacDonald of Crossmolina, Lee McHale of Ballina Stephanites, and David Nestor of Ballyhornis. Well, with me as usual on these occasions, Weishi Fogarty and Sean Barry. Weishi, as the teams are lining up now to receive on Taoiseach Bertie Hearn, the red carpet is out in Croke Park. Both teams and referees ready to meet the Taoiseach. Wish you a great occasion.
Bringing all the news back to the county, back to the kingdom. There's no doubt at all. There's no doubt at all about it. But the Kerry people are here in force today. The flags and the banners and the bunting and the welcome that the Kerry team got when they came out under the new Cusick standover, it was something to behold indeed. And on an occasion like this, Liam, there's no doubt when you come to Croke Park and see Kerry running out in an All Ireland final, I can nearly feel the ghosts of great Kerry footballers of the past who have answered the whistle and gone to their eternal reward. You can nearly see them floating along Croke Park. People like Con Brosnan and Dan O'Keefe, Paddy Bond, Brosnan and Jackie Lyon, Paddy Sheehy, Tiger Lyons, Eamon O'Donoghue, your own man that you played with back here, Liam, in 1969, Paddy Kennedy, Gerald O'Sullivan, John Joe Sheehy, men like that, famous Kerry men. And now we're going to see the present Kerry team, who I may add, Liam, I never saw them looking as fit or as slim or as trimful. We remarked about it when they ran out onto the field. We never realised how fit they were looking. It's going to be a cracking game. It's going to be a mighty game, and it's a game, Liam, that will go anywhere.
Well, there is no doubt about that. Well, Bertie Hearn is being introduced to the Kerry team by the captain, Liam Hassett, and Joe McDonough, president of Oaktaron, coming Lucas Gale with him. A tense occasion for the players. They want to get out there and they want to get on with the game. Well, that's going to be 6 or 7 minutes away so far. Just before we came on air, we had the presentation of the 1947 teams, the survivors from Cavan and from Kerry. They got a rousing reception. The survivors and the relatives, sons and grandsons and daughters and so on, of the players who have gone to their eternal reward. Well, it was a fitting occasion and great to see players like Bill Casey and Eddie Walsh marching once again across the green sward of Croke Park on All-Ireland Final Day. And Weeshie Fogarty, Dinny Lyon was leading his men out there, a proud Killarney man today.
Yeah, proud Killarney man, Liam, and I, at the risk of saying you're biased, Fogarty, I was delighted to see my own Killarney Legion man, Dinny Lyon. What a marvellous man he was, and what a great family the Lyons were. Dinny Lyon let his men out. He was at the front, and at the very back of that parade, we had a young little lad called Michael O'Sullivan. He was a son of Gerald O'Sullivan, who was a Castlevine man one time, was also a Legion man. But it was great to see that Kerry team coming out there, Liam, as Liam Hassett begins to lead his team around the field. And as I said earlier on this morning on Radio Kerry, he's going to lead Kerry around in front of the Cusick stand. The first time ever a Kerry captain will lead a team in an All-Ireland final in front of the new Cusick stand. Bill Kinnock was the first man who did it, Liam, way back in 38. And since then, they demolished the stand in 93. Kerry captains led their team to 18 All-Ireland titles in front of the old Hogan stand. And could we be at the beginning of a new reign? Will we see 18 more titles coming to Kerry in the years to come? And there goes Liam Hassett, Liam. And what a sight that is, Liam, at the canal end. I have never seen anything like it, and you were around longer than me.
Well, it's certainly a sea of colour as the Kerry team on the outside there pass along in front of the canal goal. The Kerry flags and the cheering and the atmosphere up there. And indeed, a big orange flare hit there just a few moments ago as youth is having its say, having its fling here today. And they've certainly come out in vast numbers to support this Kerry team. Mayo are very quiet at present, whereas the teams will go up along in front of the new stand on the far side of the field, up towards Hill 16. Well, they will start off and they will give their rendering of the support that they are going to give Mayo this afternoon. With us also here in our commentary position, Sean Barry. Sean, a momentous occasion and a very important day in both Kerry and Mayo football.
Yes, indeed, it's a huge important occasion for Kerry football in particular. We've had a great string of under-8 success in recent years, producing great minor teams and great under-21 teams, and now the time is there to produce that at senior level. The under-8 system has been working very well in the county in recent years, and the supporters and the teams and the county board, everyone is tremendously hungry for success. One point of note there, Seamus, Liam, the huge psychological battle that goes on in Gaelic football at the moment. When the Mayo team came out and lined up in front of the goal in the railway end, not one single one of the first 15 players took a shot at goals. Now, the Kerry players are down the other end, and I saw Mara Fitz and Dara Kaneda and Michael Frank Russell, and they're kicking over pints at their ease. There's a huge pressure on this Mayo forward line to produce today. They've been kicking a lot of wides, and maybe they just didn't want to affect themselves mentally by kicking a few wides before the game started. So that's first blow for Kerry in the psychological battle.
And Liam, just on the captaincy again, let us not forget, as that great Long Rangers man, Liam Hassett, leads his men in front of the new Cusick stand, the last Long Rangers man, would you believe, to lead Kerry was the great athlete J.P. O'Sullivan back around 1908. And what a brilliant occasion it is for Long Rangers to see Liam Hassett here today, and what a massive bridge has been gapped in that length of time. J.P. O'Sullivan, whose son, Dr. Raymond O'Sullivan, trained Kerry to win many All-Irelands. What a huge bridge and a gap in time that is.
Well, it certainly is indeed. And of course, you mentioned there some of the great players of the past. The last time that Kerry and Mayo met in an All-Ireland final was back in 1932. That was, of course, Kerry's first four in a row. And midfield for Kerry that day, along with Con Brosnan, was Bob Stack. And what a pairing they were, Con Brosnan and Bob Stack, bringing back memories indeed for the older people. I want to take this opportunity to send greetings to Brian McMahon, the great Brian McMahon of this Dole, who's going to be 88 years on tomorrow. I got this message from a fawn Logue, a little bird, told me to send him. That would be his son Morris, whom we met here in Croke Park earlier on. Brian McMahon, congratulations, and I hope you're going to enjoy this All-Ireland football final. I believe you had a great week at this Dole races, and 88 years of age and going strong. Also, Stephen Stack asked me to send greetings to his aunt in Castle Island, who taped all the games for him. Well, we send that as well. Stephen looking very sprightly, along with all the other Kerry players, as they follow the Artane Boys Band around Croke Park on All-Ireland Football Final Day, a day that's without parallel in Gaelic football, and indeed one of the most colourful scenes, we should focus here, that you can have in any sport.
It is, Liam, and it is more colourful really for us and for Kerry people, because as we always say continuously, it's 11 years and so much has changed in 11 years. We've been in a kind of a twi-mark in relation to Gaelic football, in relation to All Ireland finals. But as Sean Barry said there, we have won a load of underage titles up along, and now we're hoping it will come to fruition. But let us not forget, and I have repeatedly said this, irrespective of what happens today for this great Kerry team, young or old, win, lose or draw, they have been training for 12 months. Next Tuesday night in Killarney, 12 months ago, they began, Liam. So no matter what happened, this is a young team, averaging 23 years of age. And I think myself that if they can strike it, if they can get over the occasion, but why won't they get over it? Because they have that tradition that we have spoken about. People have talked about tradition. Well, tradition is when you can go back to the early 1900s and talk about things like that, Liam. I think this Kerry team, if they can get off to a good start, and that will be vital. A good start will be vital. It could be the telling of the whole thing, Sean.
Yes, indeed, and the Kerry team seem to be in a much more relaxed mode here at this point in time. Mayo were very, very tense during the parade. The Kerry players were walking around at their ease. They were looking into the crowd, waving to people they were doing, and even Declan O'Keefe, the goalkeeper, was winding up the crowd. We now go over for our Ron Levine.
Set in Crow Park, Kerry are defending the railway goal in the first half, which means they're playing against a very strong breeze, but could certainly be a factor. The Artane boys band now leaving the field. They will be followed in a few moments by the Garda band, who have been entertaining us since around midday here at Crow Park and on this great occasion. Well, the players limbering up out there at centre field, the battle that most people consider could be the real important one, where this game today might be decided. Dara O'Shea and Willem Kirby for Kerry against Pat Fallon and David Heaney. Pat Fallon, of course, by far the most experienced player of that quartet. Pat, who will be 31 years of age at present and still going very strongly, and indeed going better possibly than he ever was in his life, as we saw in the semi-final again. The referee is Brian White of Wexford. He throws in the ball and the game is on. And Mayo are first to attack and coming forward and getting possession. There is James Nallon. James Nallon getting it out there to David Heaney. Heaney coming through in the southern. He tips one forward. Inside that towards McDonald. Kieran McDonald. The ball goes away from him. Stephen Stack seems to be in possession there, trying to get the ball up into his hands. But the referee has gone across, blown his whistle, and he's going to hop the ball. Throws it in. Up they go for it. Dara O'Shea getting a hand to it. Dara O'Shea grabbing that ball. It's come out now for Liam Flaherty. Liam Flaherty sends it further out the wing to Willem Kirby. Kirby being tackled there, but shakes off two tacklers. Sends a low ball forward. Half block down comes to Dennis Dwyer. Dennis Dwyer for Kerry across towards Liam Hassett. A low ball towards Palaid. Palaid being pursued there by Noel Connolly, the captain of Mayo, with Palaid in possession. Throwing a hand up along by the Hogan stand. He's 55 yards out. Looks up. Sends a very high ball right across field towards Dennis Dwyer. Morris Fitzgerald is there also. Morris knocks the ball down to Dara O'Shea. Jay tore a hand, then left foot at a weak shot inside. The Mayo goalkeeper, Peter Burke, takes that handy and gets it away out the side of the field where Noel Connolly is in possession. A very high ball from Noel. Eamon Breen, did he push in the back there? He certainly did. A push on Morris Sheridan, and that's the Mayo's first free of the afternoon. And nobody to take it now, going back to take it, is Morris Sheridan himself. Morris, Mayo's sharpshooter, scorer of 24 points in the championship so far. Not a great one. Dara O'Shea in possession. Dara O'Shea to Palaid, out around the halfway line. Palaid tackled by Lee McHale, who's moving away out the field in this year. Sends a long ball up towards Billy O'Shea. Billy keeps it in play on the 50-yard line. Morris Fitz has made a run inside, but Billy, that ball well cut off by Ken Mortimer, and Kenneth Mortimer fished that ball out to Pat Fallon. Fallon threw the hand, and then a long ball for Nestor. That's for David Nestor, who's got inside Killian Burns. He's way out near the Cusick stand. He's trying to take on Killian Burns, and well, coming out now, sending it on his left foot, sending it high across the face of the goal, gone to the left and gone wide.
Gone to the left and gone wide. The one thing that I must say after the first couple of minutes, the Mayo defence looked very sharp. They look very quick. Mortimer, Holmes and Flanagan, they're very fast out to the ball there. They're out in front of their men, and they're looking, Kerry are finding it very hard to get the ball in. But every time they look up, one of their men is marked inside, and the Mayo defence, like the All-Ireland semi-final, they look sharp. They look very sharp also today.
Well, there's something wrong with Dermot Flanagan. He seems to have pulled the hamstring. He's called the referee and he's calling for assistance. It looks like Dermot Flanagan is in right trouble out there. And that run out to that ball with Billy O'Shea on that occasion, something seems to have snapped. Dermot Flanagan, by far the most experienced player on this field, 35 years of age and still going strong. Now he's going back into his position. But what the message was to the Mayo dugout, well, we may find out in a moment. He's gone in to keep his eye on Billy O'Shea as we get on with the kick out from Declan O'Keefe. Declan with a Rathmore club, a very high ball. Darrow O'Shea will go up with Pat Fallon for this one. Fallon knocks it down with a fist. Eamon Green racing out towards it here, gathering that ball about 60 yards from his own goal, under pressure, getting it back towards Darrow O'Shea. Darrow O'Shea has come up the short side along the sideline, sends a high ball in towards Billy O'Shea and Dermot Flanagan. Flanagan knocks it down, and coming along there and neatly mopping up for Mayo's centre half back James Nallan. He gets it to Noel Connolly. Noel Connolly further across to Pat Holmes. And Pat Holmes leaves a long ball way up, dropping about 50 yards out. Up goes Kieran MacDonald, also Stephen Stack. He knocks it down to Killian Burns. Burns fists it forward to William Kirby. Kirby tore a hand, about to be tackled, sends a low ball towards Billy O'Shea. Liam Hassel is in parlayed in possession now. Liam Hassel had gone in with parlayed up to take the shot himself. Send it high, and the response from Lee Canallan says that is the first to score of the game. Billy O'Shea, after 3.5 minutes of play, pointing Kerry into the lead.
Parlayed across there with the left leg. Parlayed a beautiful left leg, the Austin Stackman. Something like Mickey Sheehy, his club met it over the years. Came across there, took that, turned around the left leg. Had Liam Hassett gone inside him. Should have probably passed it to Liam Hassett. Decided to go himself, but turned around with his left leg. And as soon as the ball left his leg, you could see the flags going up behind the goal of the Kerry people. And Dermot Flanagan, one of the longest serving of the Mayo men. Tough looking, the great Mayo forward. A man who's given great service. He's going off Liam. But Kerry are going to point up. And as you say there, when the ball left Parlayed's foot there, the flags rose behind the canal goal, and the Kerry people know that Kerry were a point in front in this All-Ireland final. There, Miss Lennigan goes off.
Fergal Costello has gone into the left corner back spot to mark Billy O'Shea for the moment, and Mayo have brought on a substitute. I can't see who it is just at this point in time. We'll get it for you. In fact, it is James Horan who has come on, and he's gone up to the forward line. Mayo will have switched their team around. We'll catch up with that in a moment. Back with the play, and it's Liam Flaherty for Eamon Breen. Eamon Breen tore to hand, selling dummies here and there, then sends a high ball away across to the far side. That's gathered there by William Kirby. William Kirby, Dennis Dwyer is calling for his inside. Kirby takes a short option there, gives it to Liam Hassett. Hassett going toe to hand, about 40 yards out. He's still being tackled. He's going to overhold this ball. If he doesn't play quickly, he does it eventually. And that ball there from William Kirby, intercepted, but Darrow O'Shea has regained possession for Kerry. Darrow O'Shea going in. Darrow O'Shea takes his shot, and it's over the bar. A lovely, hard-working point and well-worked point from Darrow O'Shea.
Lovely point by Farron Gaelstock, made by Liam Hassett, the captain, who should have passed it. He lost it, regained it, got it out to Darrow O'Shea, and Darrow O'Shea is looking very good today. He's coming forward a lot. William Kirby staying back. You can see they've been told to do that. And Darrow O'Shea came forward, took the ball off of Liam Hassett there, and turned around his right leg. And again, the green and gold flags went up behind the canal goal as the ball whizzed over the bar there. 2 points to Kerry, no score to the men from Connacht.
James Nallan James Horan is on the 40. McManaman at centre field, and that's a free from Mayo from that kick out. McManaman is at centre field, and David Heaney has gone to wing back with wing back Fergal Costello going into the corner. So that's the change in the Mayo team as a result of that unfortunate early injury to Dermot Flanagan. This free to be taken by Maurice Sheridan is just outside the 50 yard line. Maurice Sheridan, the man from Ball, sends a high one in. Is this going to curl in enough? It's curling. It's gone to the right, however, and it's gone wide. Almost got there. 6 minutes into the game. 2 points for Kerry. No score yet for the men of the West. Mayo, of course, contesting their second All-Ireland final in 2 years running. Played two of them last year, of course, the drawn game and the replay against Meath. Unfortunate losers. and to have that replay, perhaps most unfortunate not have won the drawn game.
And Pat Holmes has taken up Morris Fitzgerald. Liam, I see Pat Holmes has gone out to the corner. Morris Fitzgerald, who's lining out corner forward, being knocked in by Holmes.
Kick out, William Kirby in possession. Kirby sends it across, that pass goes straight to Morris Sheridan. Morris Sheridan, toe to hand on the halfway line, playing one side for McDonald. Ball broken down, however, towards Killian Burns by Stephen Stack, and Killian Burns comes away with it, and that cool ball from Killian Burns is taken there by David Heaney. Heaney now playing in the wing back spot, a high ball across, Liam Flaherty goes up, and Liam Flaherty makes that his own comfortably, sends the ball out to Dara O'Shea going for Dara Canada, and Dara Canada outpaced out there by Ken Mortimer. Ken, one of the best defenders in Gaelic football at present, is fouled by Farnavelta, and that free is taken quickly inside to Pat Fallon. Pat Fallon way up the wing, running across and trying to get possession, and getting possession is John Casey with Seamus Moyne, and John Casey makes space, but he sends it badly to the left and wide. 7.5 minutes of the game gone, 32 points, and playing the better football.
Playing the better football, no doubt at all about it. And are we going to see the Mayo Farmers doing the very same as they did in the All-Ireland semi-final? Are we going to see the Mayo Farmers getting in and getting great chances of scoring and kicking them wide? So far they have done that. There's a long game to go all the time. We hope they'll continue to do what they're doing, but there's a long game to go. Kerry are playing the better football at the moment and looking more direct.
And high kick out, up goes Pat Fallon, but Dara O'Shea has knocked it down to William Kirby. William Kirby in possession, gets that ball back along to Emer Breen. Emer Breen fits it up to Palade. Palade on the halfway line, trying to shake off Noel Connolly. That's not too easily done, but Palade still in possession. Looks up, he still can't find a man to play it on. He's been held there, his jersey's been pulled, he takes the free very quickly. Rather maybe too quickly, but the ball breaks down, taken by Ken Mortimer again. Ken Mortimer sends it out to James Nallon. James Nallon to McManaman. McManaman across on the far side, where Pat Fallon sends it to James Nallon again, who's continued his run. Remember the goal he scored against Kerry in last year's semi-final. He finds Kieran MacDonald on this occasion. Kieran MacDonald was the most active of the Mayo forwards, but not on that occasion against Offaly, and he scored some very nice points indeed. But that Mayo's third wide and three pretty poor wides in a row.
Three very poor wides, and James Nallon, this man, they'll have to follow him up. Liam Hassett will have to be on the tour. James Allen's a lovely footballer coming forward to see setting up the attacks. Kieran MacDonald got that chance, turned around his left leg, pulled it badly wide. The very same as what we said while ago, they're kicking wides.
Darroch has won that ball well from the kick out. Been tackled there over the far side by Colin McManaman. He's fouled, he takes the free quickly to Liam Hassett. Liam Hassett, toward the hand, and looking up, he's looking for Billy O'Shea. Billy O'Shea racing out to that ball in front of Fergal Costello. Billy O'Shea, toward the hand. Still Billy O'Shea going in, very good block down there by Pat Fallon. But Billy O'Shea gets the ball out to William Kirby. A good shoulder there, and Kirby's on the ground. And one of the Mayo players accused of bringing the boot there. It's a free in for Kerry. 30 yards out, straight in front of the goal. Which I didn't really see that on that occasion.
Yeah, but there was a boot went in there, Liam. One of the Kerry forwards on for the ball, a boot went in. And strange enough, as Morris Fitzgerald picks up this ball to place it, which he'd probably tip over for a point, it's the first time since the game started 10 minutes ago that Morris Fitzgerald, the Castleveen man, has touched the ball, Liam, because the ball hasn't been played into him. They're playing it to Billy Shears, to play Billy Shears' wing. This is Morris Fitzgerald's first kick.
Here's, can his first kick be a fruitful one for Kerry? Well, the Canal End will tell us, and tells us it is. 3 points for Kerry, no score for Mayo. And we're almost 10 minutes into the 1997 All-Ireland Senior Football Final. And it's Mayo kick out, Peter Buck to take it. Referee Brian White of Wexford, the first Wexford man in 77 years to referee an All-Ireland Football Final. Brian, one of the leading referees for a couple of years now, doing his first All-Ireland final today. A good kick out from Bourke. Dara O'Shea will go up and high. The ball breaks down, and it's Dennis Dwyer who runs onto us. Dennis Dwyer sends it out there to Killian Burns. Killian Burns trying to work it up further towards Liam Hassett. The ball very near the sideline. Pat Holmes in possession there. And Mayo will be coming away with this one. It's David Heaney. He's fouled. A free out for Mayo. 60 yards from their own goals to be taken by Pat Holmes. Another player not lacking in experience, certainly, is Pat Holmes. Up towards Stephen Stack and Kieran MacDonald. And Stack there has been pulled by the referee, having leaning on MacDonald there on his shoulder as the ball came in. And Morris Sheridan goes across to take this free. He'll take it from his hands in his usual style. And he must have a very good chance to give Mayo their first score in this game. We have almost 11 minutes of play gone. And Sheridan, in fact, is putting this one on the ground. And it's going to take the free from the ground. Well, Kerry have been taking the game very much to Mayo in the opening minutes, the opening 10 minutes of this game, scoring their 3 points, and deservedly so. But Mayo have had a few chances, kicked them very badly. Can Morris Sheridan, a man from Ballack, can he send this one over? Son of Patsy Sheridan, with whom I played years and years ago in UCG Sigerson teams. Here he comes. Sends it high. It's swinging in. It's swinging right across. And the ball broken down there. It's taken inside by Seamus Moynihan. Moynihan seems to be dragged all over the place. And that's going to be free out for a foul on Seamus Moynihan after he pulled that ball down. And Declan O'Keefe will come out of the goal. Declan, one of the real characters in the Kerry team, and as Sean Parry told you there earlier on, he was revving up the crowd behind the goal with his fist, shaking it at them during the parade. A real comedian, and it's a great attitude to have in All Ireland final day. Liam Hassel will go for this one with James Nallan, but up goes William Kirby, but Pat Fallon knocks the ball down to Nallan for McManaman. McManaman going toe to hands. The man who covers every inch of Croke Park on every occasion he comes here. He's sent that one inside, and he's taken there by John Casey. John Casey trying to get inside, he's on the ground, free in for Mayo from the 14-yard line. And surely, on this occasion, this should be sent over for the first Mayo score. And Kieran MacDonald, who's going to take this one, left-footed player, playing at right corner forward, a very exciting prospect since he has burst into the scene of things earlier on this year. A very good under-21 player, of course. And well, if we could remove this pillar in front of us here, we'd have a better view of it. I think Rishi Fogarty told Danny Lynch to get rid of it, but he didn't do it, and he's kicked it wide. He's kicked it wide. A terrible miss, Rishi.
Unbelievable, Liam. I go as far as to say that was as bad a miss as I ever saw in an All-Ireland final. Kieran MacDonald put down that. He was just a small little bit right to the goalpost, put it down with his left leg, pulled it very, very badly wide. We said it 5 or 6 minutes ago. Are they going to do the same as they did in the semi-final? But Mayo have been coming back into the game, and they've been getting a lot of possession the last couple of minutes, Liam, and here they go again.
Well, there's no doubt they've been winning the breaking ball at centre field in the last 3 or 4 kick-outs. And this one, sent inside there, that's a great burst out for that ball by Barry O'Shea, out in front of McHale, sends it to Liam Flaherty. Flaherty's going toe to hand. Flaherty's looking more fit than I've ever seen in my life, to Darrow Kinnear. Darrow Kinnear is taking on Mortimer here. Darrow Kinnear still going inside. Darrow Kinnear still in possession, he loses possession, the ball goes away from him. Parlade comes to the rescue. Parlade, is he going to try and cut in himself? Morris Fitzgerald is with him. He uses Morris Fitzgerald. Morris Fitzgerald at a very tight angle, low ball across. That one eludes Dennis Dwyer there, and away from Mayo comes Pat Fallon, back covering it for his defence, out to David Heaney. Heaney across this side to James Horn. Horn looks up and sends a low ball. That's for McDonald, but Stephen Stack is ahead again. Stack had a blinder in the semi-final. He's on his way to another one. That long ball, however, is going to go straight to James Nallan, and James Nallan sends Mayo back into the attack, in towards McHale. But Kerry are covering, and Seamus Moynihan it is, who comes across here to take this one. Will he find Liam Hassel? He does, on the halfway line. Kerry's captain tore the hand across the halfway line, tackled in by James Nallan. A poorish ball to Morris Fitzgerald, easily taken by Pat Holmes, who sends Pat Fallon away from Mayo. A ball out the wing for David Nestor, and his hand stripped there by Killian Burns as he runs for that one. Free for Mayo, 60 yards out from the Kerry goal, or 20 yards in from the new stand on the far side of the field. A packed new stand, and a stand that looks very well. That free is taken quickly for MacDonald. Kieran MacDonald in possession, putting in this one on his left foot, high towards the post, and that looks good. That it's not, it's wide again. That must be Mayo's 6th or 7th wide of the game, and from a reasonable position, Kieran MacDonald is actually their 5th wide of the game. 3 points for Kerry, no score Mayo, 15 minutes gone.
Yeah, their 5th wide, as you say, they're 5 bad wides they were. They were all very scorable. And at the other end of the field, what I notice when Kerry attack, their attacks are breaking down, Liam. Their sharp passing game isn't as sharp as what it should be. They're passing the ball to men that are already marked, and it's a disappointing aspect of the Kerry play so far. They cannot penetrate the Mayo defence as we'd like them to be doing. Their passing isn't sharp enough.
Well, Mayo defence have been famous for their defending all this year, very, very tight and tough, and they've won that ball again. Pat Fallon, but Kerry, both defences seem to be on top to me. That's knocked by Barry O'Shea to Liam Flaherty, away up the wing for Billy O'Shea. Billy O'Shea, he's going taking on his man here, toe to hand. Then he sends that ball inside for O'Kinada, grabs it, knocks it down towards Billy O'Shea again. He's collided with Morris Fitzgerald as they both went for the same ball on that occasion. And along to mop up comes Fergal Costello from Mayo. Fergal Costello doesn't succeed in clearing it, but back there is James Nallan. James Nallan working the ball out of defence. He's about 40 yards out, and the referee has blown his whistle. Billy O'Shea appears to be in trouble here. He's on the 21-yard line. From that skirmish there, I didn't exactly see what happened to Billy, but attention is being called for, and Billy O'Shea looking quite positive in the early stages of this game.
Looking very positive, but Billy O'Shea, I say, is in big trouble, Liam. It appears to me from here on first looking, I think he's in big trouble. What happened there? A ball was passed back, Billy O'Shea Winfrey, Darrell Kinnear passed the ball back, Billy O'Shea Winfrey, and Morris Fitzgerald Winfrey, and the two of them collided together, and down went Billy O'Shea. It was a very bad mix-up by the two Kerry forwards, and one of them was going to come out the worst out of it. It appears to me as if Billy O'Shea is going to go out of this game. Unfortunately for the Long Rangers man, the stretcher is coming on. He seems to have an ankle injury or a knee injury, something in that aspect. The Kerry selectors are over. They're in a bit of a confab. They have a few players warming up. Now the thing is, what will they do? Will they now bring on Michael Francis Russell, his club mate, and will they bring on Brian Clark, put him in full forward and put that O'Kane in the corner? We'll have to see. Seamus McGarrett is going up to Paddy O'Shea over on the far side of the side of the field. They have their arms around each other, and now Jack O'Connell's after joining them. They're going to decide now what they do. It's going to be Michael Francis Russell, it's going to be Brian Clark. What's the decision they're going to make, Liam?
Well, both of them are warming up across the far side. Both Mike Frank Russell and Brian Clark are warming up. Who gets the nod? Well, I would fancy might be Mike Frank Russell for the corner forward berth on this occasion. Sean Barry Mayor winning an amount of possession around the centre, maybe a worrying aspect for Kerry at this stage.
They are indeed, Liam, but it's mostly breaking ball. There's very little clean feeling. As a matter of fact, the only three clean balls were fielded in the middle of the field so far. Darragh Kinnear had two good catches, or Darragh O'Shea and William Kirby had one. Mayo have caught no clean ball and everything has been broken. And going back to Billy O'Shea's injury, as soon as Dr. Dave Gainey came in and looked at him, he signalled to the sideline immediately that Billy O'Shea had a broken leg. He crossed his fingers, and that's the first aid sign for a broken leg. Unfortunately for Billy, he had a great start to the game and he was really, really buzzing inside there in the corner, and it's a very, very sad day for him.
And it appears as if Brian Clark is going to be the man. I saw Paddy O'Shea going up to there. I saw him putting his two hands up on his shoulders. I saw him whispering something into his ear. Of course, what he was going to say is, you're on next now. And if this, the worst has come to the worst, and if Billy O'Shea has that very bad injury, we sympathise with him. Touch it, feels tough look, because the man has been absolutely lifting in training. I saw him running a few nights and I didn't think he was touching the ground. He was going so fast, Liam.
Well, he certainly played excellently when he came on in the semi-final against Cavan. And, well, tragedy there, and they're not. They seem to be putting a splint or something in his leg before they move him. A tragedy indeed for Billy O'Shea, just back to his best form this year and getting back on the Kerry team for this All-Ireland after, by dint of his own hard work. It's been a great summer, a great year's training, and it has been paying off in recent weeks where he's really buzzing, as Weeshie said there. And, well, that he should end it with a serious leg injury here in the All-Ireland final is indeed a very, very sad thing. And I think Darragh Kinnear has gone out to the sideline there. He's had a word with Paddy O'Shea. And what Kerry are springing, what they're going to do, I don't see any of the Brian Clark has certainly been spoken to over there now by Seamus McCarroll, so I would imagine that Brian Clark would be very shortly coming on to the Kerry team.
Looks like so, Liam. And just a few minutes before that accident happened, we had remarked about the Kerry forwards, how they weren't gelling together and how they're getting their passes and things mixed up. We had said it 25 seconds before the accident happened, because you could see they were all crowding in. But I'm disappointed with the moment the Kerry forwards, they were all coming together, Liam. Everybody was coming across looking for ball and crowding, and an accident like that, I once said, was bound to happen, because that would be the wrong thing to say. With an accident like that, could very, very happen. The ball came. The two of them were so anxious for the ball. Morris Fitzgerald and Billy O'Shea were so anxious. The two of them went for the one ball, and it wasn't the first pass that had gone astray. We remarked that the passing had been going astray, and it does appear now as if the Croakman, Brian Clark, the Dr. Croakman, is going to be coming in there.
Well, we'll see about this in a moment. John Crowley is also warming up, and John Crowley could be the man coming in. Yes, John Crowley is running up and down, and this is very serious. He's half taken off his tracksuits, and it looks as if John Crowley could be the man coming in. And indeed it is John Crowley, who's warming up across the sideline. And well, Billy O'Shea still, he's now been put on the stretcher. They'll lift the stretcher off the field. St. John's Ambulance volunteers and Dave Gainey there, the Kerry team doctor, and they have put a splint on Billy O'Shea's leg, and they're now moving him off. And well, he's getting a big round of applause from the canal end, where the Kerry supporters have congregated. Tough look on Billy O'Shea, and here comes John Crowley into the game for Kerry. Well, we thought it might be Brian Clark, and we thought it might be Mike Frank Russell. In fact, it is John Crowley. John, another man who's been showing very, very good form in club games and in training of late. And the referee, Brian White, will come across here. And well, the man who was marking Billy O'Shea there, Fergal Costello. Fergal, of course, is very well connected in very near Paddy O'Shea's. Indeed, his mother is Joan O'Shea from Cahara Trent and Ventry, and her brother Tony O'Shea, a trainer of the Gaelic team that took part, or selected with the Gaelic team that took part in yesterday's seven-a-side, back with the play, and Morris Fitzgerald is in possession. Morris toe to hand. James Nellan's kept very, very tight to him. Morris Fitzgerald is fouled. That's going to be free in for Kerry, but it's on the 14-yard line, and it's only a few feet in from the sideline. Morris Fitzgerald himself would probably take this one, but to expect even Morris Fitzgerald to score this one, well, would be asking quite a lot. There are 21 and a half minutes gone, of course. Now there would be a good a deal of injury time for the unfortunate injury to Billy O'Shea, and he's been taken out to the gate to an ambulance, which was right put up by the corner of the field here in Thorpe Park. Dr. Dave Ganey getting into the ambulance with him. A very sad day indeed for Billy O'Shea. Maybe now, Morris Fitzgerald giving a pat on the head there as he was going away, saying, I think we're going to win this one for you, Billy. Morris Fitzgerald calls this in. It is a glorious kick! Left-footed over the bar from the sideline. That's the stuff that would win all Ireland.
That's the stuff that would win all Ireland's name, and I must say I was surprised when O'Shea hit Harley scored it from Dale. He's the world place kicking champion. He's the only man I can see who can kick a free with his left and his right. As we say, tough-looking Billy O'Shea, we sent him our best wishes. John Crowley, the Glimpse man, is on full forward. I'm seeing him in training every night. He's absolutely dazzling in training. He's quite capable of kicking a few points. That was a point that could win any All-Ireland. A great start for Kerry.
Of course, that O'Shea pulls it down, but he's been pushing. And it's a free from Mayo from outside the 50-yard line. It's left there for Maurice Sheridan. Maurice Sheridan is placing this ball. Normally from this range, he would take the free kicks from his hand, but he didn't get on too well with his first couple of efforts. So he's putting this one on the ground also. And Maurice is a very good kicker from the ground. And Fergal Costello appears to be playing fullback on John Crowley. They're moving around there. Maurice is jealous in at full forward and sometimes at homes with him. And Darrell Kennedy is on the left corner. Maurice Sheridan. And Mayo hold their breath. Kerry leading by 4 points to no score. He's dropping it in. He sends it high. And he sends it over the bar. First score of the game for Mayo. After 23 minutes of play. Kerry 4 points. Mayo 1 point. I wonder if that point will spur them on.
Yeah, that point might spur them on all right then, because they've been having a share of the players. We said already they've missed a good few scores. But any time that Kerry attack, they do look the end zone. It's absolutely vital. They're keeping wide open below. And as you say there now, John Crowley's gone in there. And Fergal Costello, the wing halfback, he's gone in marking him there. It's going to be very interesting. Morris Fitzgerald is playing in around the front of the goal there. Can we get enough ball into that full forward line?
And Kirby goes up with Dar O'Shea in that clash, but Kirby wins the breaking ball. Gets it back to Eamon Breen, to Dar O'Shea. But Dar O'Shea looking up now, looking inside. Can he find John Crowley? He can't. It's Fergal Costello who cuts it off. Fergal Costello to Ken Mortimer. Ken Mortimer trying to escape the clutches there of John Crowley. He slips, but he gets the ball out to Fergal Costello again. He's on the ground, free out from Mayo, taken quickly by Fergal Costello. Up across the far side, the man gives it to James Horan, the low ball towards McHale. Lee McHale has yet to touch the ball in this All-Ireland final. Well, he just has not come his way. It's Eamon Breen who gets this one, being tackled by McHale. Eamon Breen looking up for support, sends a high ball then. Very, very high ball. Darrow Canadian will have to go for this one. So does Morris Fitzgerald, but the ball breaks down. And it's David Heaney from Mayo coming away with it. David Heaney, who's midfield, or a former midfield partner, Pat Fallon. That's before David Heaney moved to the halfback line to James Nallan. Nallan to James Horan. Horan going toward the hand. Tackled by Kirby. Now being tackled by Liam Flaherty. He's left both of them behind. Kirby still covering him. Back goes Flaherty again. Still left footed shot across the middle to Kieran MacDonald. Kieran MacDonald a little toward the hand. He sends that ball out then to James Horan. Remember, Horan kicked some glorious points against Kerry last year. And he's overheld that ball. Some very good tackling there by Stephen Stack and by Seamus Moynihan and Liam Flaherty together. And that's a thing you associate more with the Mayo defence than with Kerry's, with 25 minutes of the game gone. And John Crowley's in possession. John Crowley being tackled by Fergal Costello. A low ball inside for Morris Fitzgerald. Morris Fitzgerald is going toward a hand. Taking on Pat Holmes. Send a glorious ball over the bar. 5 points to one.
A glorious point by Morris Fitzgerald to send Mira's Castleby men. John Crowley Castleby's got the ball turned around and lifted into them. It was the first actual kick at the goal that Morris Fitzgerald got off a player. And with his right leg, of course, when you're marking a man like that, you don't know what to do. Should you cover him? Should you drive in and try to back down the tip? Because if you do, he'd tell you dummy, he'd tell you two dimmers. He turned around with his right leg and the right leg straight over the bar. And John Crowley, he was the man. John Crowley, the Glenfest man, got that ball, turned it in. John Crowley's in full forward, lovely point here. But I'm still a smart bit worried about the ball going into the Kerry full forward line. I'd like to see it going in better.
65,501 people here in Croke Park as Pat Fallon comes forward for Mayo. He's on the 14-yard line. He's still going on. A low ball right across the far side. That should be well covered there by Killian Burns. Killian Burns it is. Being tackled there in the corner by David Nestor when his effort at clearing it out goes over the sideline. And that's a line ball for Mayo, about 40 yards out. It's taken quickly to Maurice Sheridan. Maurice Sheridan dropping this one in. Dropping high in towards the square. And Declan has it on his line. Declan O'Keefe safely gets it and punches the ball out then to Eamon Breen. Eamon Breen will bring this forward. He's coming toward a hand. Then he sends it up. This is for John Crowley and Fergal Costello. Costello knocks it away to James Nallon. James Nallon for Colin McManaman. McManaman sells the dummy and then goes forward. Sends that ball. Killian Burns has read that one very well. Killian Burns in possession. Gets it out to Eamon Breen, to Seamus Moynihan. Moynihan a very high clearance. Maurice Fitzgerald will rise with Pat Holmes. He fits the ball forward. Can John Crowley beat Costello to this one? He can. His strength tall, but I thought a fair shoulder there. And the referee, that was a poor decision, Weishi, I thought.
Bad decision by the referee. Now, this is the first time we've spoken about the referee today. Brian White, in actual fact, is the first Wexford Mentor referee since Martin O'Neill in the Polo Grounds in New York in 1947. The day we had 2 goals disallowed. I thought myself they had the win for that game. I thought John Crowley was quite entitled to give him a nudge of the shoulder, on his shoulder, and he'd have gotten sight of him. But Brian White pulled him there. A poor decision by the referee. Cost Kerry's score.
The ball knocked down there to Stephen Stack. Stephen Stack coming forward, having a very good game today. This one is for Maurice Fitzgerald. Can Pat Holmes beat Maurice Fitzgerald to this one? He does. Pat Holmes has picked that ball off the ground, but he's going to get away with it. He sends that ball back to Fergal Costello. Costello for Maurice Sheridan. Here come Mayo again. Ball dropping inside there towards James Horan and Liam Flaherty. And Flaherty has won it. And Flaherty comes thundering out. Sends the ball to Eamon Breen. Eamon Breen has lost it, but Dara O'Shea gains possession for Kerry. Gives it to Seamus Moynihan. Will Moynihan come forward on one of his runs? Here he comes. Past the halfway line. Seamus Moynihan coming on. 60 yards, 50 yards out. He's still going on. His last possession. Maurice Fitzgerald trying to win it back. The ball coming very near the sideline. It's going to be over the sideline there, despite the best efforts of Dara Canada. And Ken Mortimer has taken that one quickly to James Horan. Horan sends a loose ball inside. That's for McHale. Barry O'Shea beat him out first, but McHale has won it. McHale in possession. Liam Flaherty tackles. Liam Flaherty fouls free in from Mayo from the 50-yard line. Taken quickly by McHale. Cross for Nestor. David Nestor. Being tackled by Killian Burns, who sends a high ball in towards the post. That's one across there. Taken by Seamus Moynihan. Another poorish effort there, and a score by David Nestor, and away come Kerry again. That ball is played out there for Dara O'Shea. Dara O'Shea toward a hand. Still going on. Fist one inside for Dara Canada. Dara Canada trying to get past Ken Mortimer. That's easier said than done. Now he's got a bit of space. Hallead is the backing up. Hallead back to O'Canada. O'Canada crossed the centre. That was for Maurice Fitzgerald, but Maurice couldn't get into that one. And David Heaney has taken it from Mayo, and he sends it up to James Horan. James Horan, and there's the referee has spotted some pulling inside there. I think it was the foul is against Stephen Stack on Kieran MacDonald before the ball was kicked at all from centre field. That's the thing that Ben White has been noted for in the past, watching for pulling and pushing before the ball comes, and this is going to give Mayo a very easy chance.
A very easy chance, even I said a while ago, and I'm still very worried about the quality ball coming in. Two more attacks have broken down in front of us here. Two Kerry attacks. Seamus Moynihan, marvellous footballer, came forward there. He was doing everything right. Last position at the last minute, and then Dara O'Kinnaid last position just shortly after that. The Kerry attack is just breaking down, Liam, at the very last second. You wouldn't mind to see them being kicking it wide as long as they get their kick in, but it's a terror to see the ball going just nowhere and it being intercepted by the Mayo back. It should be an easy tip over free for Mayo.
Well, it certainly should be, and it's Maurice Sheridan placing it very carefully on the semicircle outside the 21 yard line, or the 20 meter line. It's about 30 yards out. It's just slightly to the left of the post, and it's tailor made for a player of Sheridan's ability. Up he comes and strokes it and sends it high and sends it over the bar. Mayo's second point, Kerry 5 points, Mayo 2 points. 30 minutes of the 35 gone, but again we shall have a substantial period of injury time due to the injury to Billy O'Shea, which has means the Kerry team has been rearranged. Here's of Dara Canada has now gone in to the full forward berth. They've been constantly swapping there, and John Crowley is operating in the right corner with Maurice Fitzgerald over on the left corner with Pat Holmes on him. Here comes the kick out from Declan O'Keefe. Dara O'Shea and Pat Fallon, two finest fielders in the game at present, but Fallon has punched that one down. A poorest ball then from Liam Flaherty. That gives Ken Mortimer every chance of beating O'Canada, and Ken Mortimer comes away with it. Fists the ball out there to Noel Connolly. He's got to send it astray. Dara O'Shea in possession. Fists the ball forward for John Crowley, not a very good one. Comes back towards O'Shea. He gives it to Liam Hassett. Then Liam Hassett sends one in, and it's gone away to the left and wide. And that was certainly the worst attempt at a score that Kerry have had in this game. It's 5 points to 2, Kerry leading, we see a poorish effort there.
A poorish effort from up there. That was the first Kerry wide, in actual fact, since the game began. The difference between the two teams at the moment is very, very simple, Edie. Anybody listening or watching, I can tell you, Kerry are taking their chances. Mayo has failed to take their chances, and Mayo got as good a chance as what Kerry got. But what I'm still very, very worried about, Liam, is the type of ball that's going into the Kerry full forward line, and they're missing it around, and they're giving a bad passes, and I'm continuously saying this, and they can't seem to get it together. Those long, lovely, flowing moves that we're so used to seeing fellas running after them in. Of course, credit to the Mayo defence. It's very, very sticky. This is a tight Mayo defence, Liam. It's not going to be easy to score off them.
Well, there certainly isn't, and no team has found it easy to score off this defence for the past couple of years. Ken Mortimer receives a little bit of treatment there for an ankle twinge. That ball knocked out there. Palade has won it well. Palade in possession, very near the sideline. Then he goes off toe to hand. He wouldn't want to be taking this too far. He sends the ball across the centre. Liam Hassett takes it. Liam Hassett taking on the Mayo defence. Going toe to hand. He's heading in for goal. He's got Palade with him. Give it to Palade. Palade's got Morris with him, and he's going in his own. Palade fists it high and fists it over the bar. 6-2.
Good stuff there by the captain, Liam Hassett, Long Angel man, and the Austin Stacks man, Palade. Came on there, burst his way right through there, and he was in the verge of the small square. If he had the right leg to kick the ball, but he has the right leg, but he doesn't kick it with the right leg. But if he used the right leg to kick it, we probably would have a goal. Turned around, he hadn't the right, he couldn't get it around onto his left, and took his chance and puts it over the bar. That's what we're saying about Kerry taking their chances. A lovely pass by Liam Hassett, the captain there, a lovely punch by the Austin Stacks man. Well done, Palade, and well done, Liam Hassett.
Well, Palade uses his right foot, or right leg mainly for running, and the left one for kicking. Up they go for Daroshe, knocks it down, or Kirby rather to Daroshe. Daroshe for Dennis Dwyer, back to Daroshe. He fists that ball forward for Liam Hassett. Liam Hassett tackled by Nallon. A low ball, that's a very poor ball, up along the sideline, and gone back for it for Mayo. It's Fergal Costello. Being tackled, but he easily evades the challenge of John Crowley and said, clears out a low ball, but that's a poorish clearance. And Daroshe, who's playing in the mount of the ball, gets it back to Seamus Moynihan. He sends away across this side towards O'Kaneda. O'Kaneda, he gets it into his hand eventually. Going toward the hand. He's got Kirby inside him. Is he going to use Willie Kirby? He does. Uses William Kirby. Kirby with a chance of a point here, but he sends it right across the face of the goal. Gone to the left, and Kerry's second wide of the afternoon. And a quick kick out there taken by the Mayo goalkeeper to David Nestor. David Nestor coming away back to help his defence. He sent a poorish ball, however. Kirby should win this one. Knocks it down for Killian Burns. Killian Burns coming forward. Gets it to Liam Hassett. He fists one out for Dennis Dwyer, but that's a poor ball. A very poor ball. The Kerry attack, as Weech was telling us there, not functioning very well at all indeed. But that ball is well won back by Seamus Moynihan. Out to Daroshe. Daroshe fists it up to Liam Hassett. Liam Hassett coming across the centre. Then he uses William Kirby. Kirby going toward a hand, and there's a Kerry player loose inside, but they haven't spotted him. Dennis Dwyer is almost all on his own. Now he's been taken up, and Morris tries a big one, and it's a great one. A brilliant point for Morris Fitzgerald, 7-2.
A brilliant point by the St. Mary's Castlevine man. My goodness gracious me, what a beautiful player he is. He's probably one of the best forwards we've ever seen in Kerry, win, lose, or draw. And it was William Kirby, the Austin Stacks man, who set him up, took him out, and we said originally, with the likes of Morris Fitzgerald, you're going back down the kicker, you leave him kick it, you take a chance, and he swung that ball over the bar. How long will Lee McHale be left on this field? He only got one kick since the game started.
Ballet got that breaking ball. Morris Fitzgerald looking up. And the referee has pulled him. He didn't catch it the second time from the hop, but he must have overheld that ball. Referee Brian Wise, and the Pat Holmes is actually taking the free backwards and gets the returning ball back from Fergal Costello. Now sends it across to James Nallon. James Nallon to Lee McHale. McHale looking up. Then he's going for Nestor across on the far side. David Nestor taking on Killian Burns. Then he sends a high ball, dropping him inside. Up go two or three Kerry players, and they've won that ball, and Eamon Breen is the man who comes away with it. Eamon Breen, Croke Park wide open in front of him. He tore a hand all the time. Here he comes. Has he got support? He has, from Dennis Dwyer. Dennis Dwyer on the 50-yard line. John Crowley has made a run inside. He's not going to use John Crowley. And he's lost possession there. That's very poor play from Dennis Dwyer. And away come Mayo again. And Noel Connolly going toward ahead up the field. Noel Connolly, captain of Mayo, trying to lead a revival. And that's a dangerous ball. And this is a great chance for Mayo. And it's fisted over the bar by Conor McManaman. Well, he appeared to be inside there on his own. Actually, it was Morris Sheridan. Morris Sheridan, unmarked there. We see very poor marking the Kerry defence. They left him inside in his own 7 points to 3.
Very lax marking there in the Kerry defence. McManam got right inside him all. The big high ball came in. He came down. He caught it in the air. Came down. And as he was coming down, he punched it over the bar. It could have been a goal. He could have, he had an opportunity for a goal. Decided to take his point. But at the other end again, I must get back. What I'd like to see the Kerry forwards, they're not leaving their men, Liam. They're not making space. They're sticking. It seems to me that the Kerry the forwards are marking the backs. There'll have to be more movement, because when the men come down the field with the ball, they must see Kerry jerseys alone to pass it to.
Garrosh has fielded a very good one. Morris certainly was who got that point, and Morris is limping inside there, but he would probably will be okay in a few moments. Garrosh to William Kirby. Kirby tipped one forward for Liam Hassett. Liam Hassett. Now he'll have to use one of his forwards. It's a very poor ball, and Liam Hassett is playing an amount of the ball, but it has to be said, only on a few occasions has he used it really well. Liam Flaherty is fouled there by James Horan. And it's a free for Kerry from exactly the halfway line. Liam Flaherty will take it himself. Dropping a high one in, but that's a poor ball again. Knocked out there to Colin McManaman. And Colin McManaman comes away, toward a hand for Mayo, 60 yards from his own goal. Tackled by Liam Hassett. He sends a very long high ball. And that's inside and taken Stephen Stack. Very, very casually there. Stephen Stack just grabs it and comes away with it. Gives it to Kirby. Low ball from Kirby. John Crowley not winning that one out. But the ball, however, come back to Kirby. Kirby looking up now. And this time he's set it one side for Janice Dwyer. Janice Dwyer trying to evade the clutches there. Arnold Connolly is on the ground. He's fouled. And that's going to be free in for Kerry, and a great chance again for Morris Fitzgerald.
Great chance for Morris Fitzgerald. He should put this ball over the bar, but I think the game is crying out for a glimpse of Michael Francis Russell. That's the way I look at it at the moment, Liam, because the forwards aren't moving off their men. They're not getting into open spaces, and it's all right to be blaming the kicks coming in, but when the men are coming down the field with the ball, they don't seem to have anyone to kick it. We keep repeating that, and Kerry are having a mount of position, Liam. The defence above is absolutely outstanding, led by the Ballydun Horace Hassan and Liam Flaherty, who's having a blinder up there. Loads of ball going down. Morris Fitzgerald taking this free now over the bar.
Morris Fitz send it in, and Morris Fitz send it over the bar, and the flags are waving again at the canal end as Morris Fitzgerald does what he does best, sends that ball over, and Kerry gone 5 points to the good again. 8 points for Kerry, 3 points for Mayo. Peter Burke to take the kick out. We have actually 38 minutes have been played. There's 3 minutes of injury time has been played. That delay, of course, due to the Billy O'Shea injury, might mean that a couple more minutes of injury time as well. Seamus Miney will go for this kick out. Knocks it down with one hand, but only as far as James Horan. James Horan coming forward, and a great ball for McManaman. Colin McManaman sends it high and sends it to the right and sends it wide. And that was finishing of the poorest type indeed.
Liam, that's absolutely unbelievable finishing, really. And I'm sure that John Mahan over, he must be tearing his hair out, because there's no doubt at all about it. Let's be fair about it. There should be at least another 4 points on the board for Mayo, because if the Kerry forwards get their chances, and they have any chance the Kerry the forwards have got, little that they be, they've taken them all. And that was a terrible miss. In actual fact, we're lucky to be a 3 ahead at the moment.
Kick out from Declan O'Keefe. Of course, that O'Shea with Fallon. The ball breaks down to Flaherty again. Oh, very high ball from Flaherty. Daro Canada will have to come for this one. And got Pirose, and a great catch by Daro Canada. Daro Canada on well to the Stockery. Marish McAllen to Harsavine. Marish McAllen, he getting Mac to Stocker, Pat Holmes. And the referee has blown the whistle just when Kerry were launching an attack. Sean Barry, your judgment on that first half.
Well, a tremendous first half by the Kerry defence in particular. They were absolutely outstanding. Mayo only got 3 points in the first half. Two of those came from frees. And the punch point by Morris Sheridan actually came from a mistake by Dennis Dwyer.
Dermot Byrne is on. Also, Liam McHale has gone to midfield for the Mayo men, with John Casey going into the full forward berth. The kick out from Peter Burke. Out this side of the field. Dennis Dwyer tussling wins that ball well. He's been tackled, but he gets that ball back to William Kirby. William Kirby loses possession, and Mayo have this one back. Lee McHale, it is who wins it. Lee McHale, tackled by Dennis Dwyer, gets that ball across the centre, however, to James Nallon. To Pat Holmes. Pat Holmes making ground and then finding Pat Fallon. Pat Fallon shakes off William Kirby. He's going toward a hand up. Dennis Dwyer tackling back well, but Pat Fallon gets that ball inside towards David Heaney. David Heaney inside to James Horan, and Barry O'Shea has pushed the Dermot Byrne there in the back, and the referee on the spot blown his whistle, a free in for Mayo. And actually Seamus Moynihan who conceded that free, and it's an easy chance for Kieran McDonald with the left foot from the 14 yard line. Diarmaid Byrne, the man who came on there at half-time for Maurice Sheridan, making an early impact, getting that free and getting the points, as Kieran MacDonald, and it's 8 points to four.
Yeah, that's the start that we all wanted in the second half, Liam. They're going to come back at Kerry, there's no doubt at all about it. That was hard-looking Seamus Mindy, the man. He came across to cover his men, and when the ball was coming in, he had his eye on the ball, he didn't have his eye on the men, and it was one of those incidental kind of fouls which the referee decided, well, it was intentional, and he gave the free in there, cuts the lead now, 8 points to four. Mayo going to come back at us, Liam, and we want to open it up in the attack and get the next score.
Kick out from Declan O'Keefe. Way over on the far side, Palliard racing onto the loose ball. Being tackled all the time by Noel Connolly. He tries to go up along the sideline. Palliard is still going on. And the linesman in close attendance, but he hasn't stepped over it. Then he looks in the centre. A high ball. Dennis Dwyer is in. And it's a ball very near the net, but Spira Burke has saved it. Morris, or Dennis Dwyer, times his run there to perfection, but didn't get a good fist on the ball. And Mayo will come away. Pat Holmes, under pressure from Darrow Canada, gets that ball out. And it's Fergal Costello coming away for Mayo. And his last possession, has he been sandwiched there by two Kerry players? Knows the referee, and away come Mayo again. And it's James Nallon. Remember his run up field last year to score a sensational goal. Here he's coming again. Eamon Green is tackling him. Nallon's still going on. And Mayo got that ball inside. And, well, the poorest effort there. And Declan O'Keefe releases that ball over the line and wide. David Heaney was there completing that attack. But a poor completion, it was 8 points to four.
And James Nallon, we said it early in the game, there, Liam Hassett. If Liam Hassett does nothing else on him, marks James Nallon for the rest of this half, he'd be doing a good thing. Nallon made a mighty run up the field there, a bad finish by the Mayo. And at the other end of the field there, we saw Dennis Dwyer just failing to connect with and get that ball into the back of the net. Things are hotting up now, Liam. The next score is going to be vital.
The ball broken down for Liam Flaherty. Ships a shoulder from McHale, but gets the ball out to Palliard on the wing. Palliard running in the centre. Been tackled, but he shakes it off and he sends the ball way across this side of the field, but that's well intercepted there by David Heaney for Mayo. A poorish ball from Palliard, and again a weakness of the first half, Kerry not finding them in. But Seamus Moynihan finds Dennis Dwyer on this occasion. Here comes Dennis Dwyer. He sends that ball inside. Up they go for it. The ball breaking down to Palliard. Palliard in possession on the edge of the square, getting back to Hassett, and the ball knocked away from Hassett there. Very good interception there by Noel Connolly, and Kenneth Mortimer it is who picks it up, and free out from Mayo from their own 14 yard line. Pat Holmes with the ball in his hands, leaving it now for goalkeeper Peter Burke. And Kerry coming very close there on a couple of occasions, but not really getting the score, the points that should be taken at this stage of the game. Pat Fallon on a solo run, and that's great play by Liam Flaherty, getting in front of McManaman there. Sends the ball back to Killian Burns. Killian Burns trying to get past a couple of Mayo players and not really succeeding, but Dennis Dwyer has ran into it very well indeed. And loose for him is William Kirby. Kirby throw a hand up along the line, then sends it inside to Morris Fitzgerald. Morris Fitz and Pat Holmes ahead of him, sends it way up the wing for Kirby again. William Kirby going inside, a very strong player coming forward is William Kirby. He's going right, he tips a very hard shoulder there. And it's a free in, says the referee. But I thought it was a fair shoulder myself. Possibly he received it on the chest. But the Mayo crowd behind the in Hill 16 not agreeing with that decision.
You're not agreeing with that decision. If it happened at the other end, Liam, we wouldn't agree with it either. In fairness to William Kirby, the Austin Stacks man went in there. And Mayo back came across him. Kirby shipped a heavy tackle. It stopped him up in his tracks there. He was going for goal. I thought myself it was a harsh enough one. I don't mind because Morris Fitzgerald is going to tip this ball over the bar. And we're going to go another point ahead.
Well, Morris Fitzgerald would be sensational if he missed this one. He certainly doesn't. It's 9 points to four. And we have 5 minutes and 40 seconds of the second half of the All-Ireland Senior Football Final of 1997. And Kerry playing quite well, leading Mayo now by 5 points and winning an amount of possession so far in the second half. But as Richie said some time ago, this Mayo team are renowned battlers. They are going to come back at Kerry. Well, they possibly might need a goal. There's a switch on the Kerry team. John Crowley is coming out to centre forward, and Liam Hassett is going into the right corner. McHale will go for this one. McHale and Kirby has won it when it came down. Gets it to Darrell O'Shea, throw the hand up to the halfway line, and good job the referee's back was turned there, because I think he overplayed that ball. However, through Eamon Green to Morris Fitzgerald. Morris Fitzgerald is going to take on Pat Holmes here. Can he float one in? Can he send it high? He does, and over the bar. Morris Fitzgerald is a class footballer, of that there is no doubt. It is 10 points to goal.
Morris Fitzgerald, the Tiger Woods of Gaelic football, no doubt about it. Eamon Breen, the Finnoog man, great stuff there by the North Kerry men. Cut up the field there, and how well Eamon Breen used the ball there. Pass it up to Morris Fitzgerald, lovely pass there, and Pat Worms don't know what to do. Will I dive in? Will I try to block his kick? If I dive in, he'll sell me dummy. If he sells me dummy, he'll go around me. If he goes around me, he'll finish up the back of the net. I don't know what I'm going to do to let him kick and it goes over the bar. A lovely pint by Morris Fitzgerald again.
Back to the play and down Crowley in possession. Way up the wing for Donald Kinnear. Look, Kinnear going to use Morris Fitzgerald. He does. Finds Morris again. But Kinnear completes the run. A lovely jummy there from Morris Fitzgerald. And a second one, but he's lost the ball. And as Ken Mortimer takes it away from Mayo, attempting maybe to do a little bit too much there. And Kerry come back to defend. But it's Pat Fallon getting the ball around the halfway line. And Darragh O'Shea robs him brilliantly. And Fallon puts in the boot from behind. Not dirty or malicious or anything like that, but still a foul. And Darragh O'Shea will take this free himself. He's looking for players to run for him. Now he's gone back again. Morris Fitzgerald firmly in a grip of Pat Holmes there. He's gone inside, but the ball sent in towards Liam Hassett. And Hassett go up for this one. Mayo are going to come away with it. And then David Heaney comes out of defence with this ball. And trying to make ground, he sends it to Lee McCain. Lee McCain, sporting a Morris Fitzgerald type tan. That's a good ball for McHale. That's great defending by Liam Flaherty. Kyle Aik battling for it there. So is James Horn. The man who wins it is eventually is Barry O'Shea for Kerry. And Barry way out this wing. And then William Kirby. Kirby going on another solo run. And then another high ball. And Morris Fitzgerald is behind the defence this time. He knocks it down for Palade. Palade is clean through. And that is John Crowley. That is smothered. It's smothered by Peter Burke, the goalkeeper. Very well done by Peter Burke there with a great chance. Great chance surely there of a score, of a goal for Kerry. But John Crowley's effort saved by Peter Burke. And away come Mayo again. It's Colin McManaman looking for players. James Horden and Dermot Byrne have made a run. But that's Killian Byrne, a young man from Sneem. Mocking Chanachui. And he comes away with it. And the way out to William Kirby. He'll be playing an amount of ball in the second half. And he's found John Crowley in possession. John Crowley in plenty space. Will John Crowley go over the point? He does! And he's over the bar. 11 points to goal. Kerry are in motion now.
John Crowley, the best man. Great stuff, Killian Burns there. The man who got a sting of a bee. He couldn't. What kind of a bee put the man down like that? I don't know. Got the ball up to John Crowley. John Crowley, the best man. He just missed the goal there originally. He got a great opportunity for a goal, but he went too quick with his kick. The goalie came out and he got this one. John Crowley's getting off. Lot of room there, Liam. His man has gone up the field. John Crowley's came back there. A lovely point there. And the Kerry roar has gone up 11 points to 4. Mayo needs a goal. They have to get a goal. If they don't get a goal, Kerry win their first All Ireland since 86. A long ways to go yet.
I think the beat of Stunkillian Burns must have been from Cavan or from Mayo, possibly. Back with the play, with that ball touched on the ground there. Referee Brian White, is he going to hop the ball? Or is he awarded a free to Mayo? We'll see that in a moment. I think he's going to throw in the ball, and it's going to be Darragh O'Shea and big Liam McHale, all 6'5" of him. If you go up for this one, up McHale gets the big hat, then he's up the other one and grabs the ball. Sends it across here to James Horn. James Horn going through the hands. Being tackled by three Kerry defenders. He's still going on. He still gets the ball out. And it's sent high and it's sent over the bar there by James Horden running forward. And Colin McManaman, the man who took the pass, ran into position and sent it over the bar. That's one nice point for Mayo, 11 points to 5.
And lovely there by James Horden. They got the ball, gave it to McManaman. Lovely selling dummies all over the place there. McManaman got the ball there. He had to hit a goal in his mind for a minute. I thought he was going to have a go at the goal because it was opening up in front of him there. But no, he said, I take my point. The trainer told him in half time, take all your points. And he took his point, pipped it over the bar there. But he's cut again 11 points to 5, Liam.
10.5 minutes of the second half gone. Declan O'Keefe sending it past the halfway, but this big Liam McHale all on his own. And we're having another Mayo surge. Pat Fallon has left Darragh O'Shea behind. He's coming toward a hand in. He's going for glory this time. And is he going to take his points? He sends it, sits the upright. Comes back and Seamus Moynihan, the man who reacted quickest there, and sends it up towards Dennis Dwyer. He's won this ball well from David Heaney. He's surely fouled by Heaney. He's not. The referee, and he uses Morris Fitzgerald. 70 yards out. Morris looks up. Then he floats from across Liam Hassett, however. It goes over his head, too high. And out comes James Nallon from Mayo. James Nallon getting it to James Horn. A long ball. And Barry O'Shea has trapped that one very well indeed. Barry O'Shea with that left fist of his out to Stephen Stack. Stack trying to make ground. His last possession. Eamon Breen is in there, however, to help him. His fellow North Kerry man, and a very high ball from Breen. Liam Hassett will jump for this one. Liam Hassett breaks that ball down. But it's Mayo... Pat Holmes in possession, and he finds McHale. McHale in a low ball. Killian Burns is coming again, and Killian Burns has won it. Brilliant play by Killian Burns. He's having a blinder on David Nestor. He's found Liam Hassett. Liam Hassett going toe to hand, being tackled by Holmes, trying to get past Holmes. He's gone inside. He sends a high ball in towards the post. It's gone to the right and it's gone wide.
Good opportunity there by the captain, Liam Hassett. Great opportunity there. And Killian Burns there came out. Won a marvellous ball. A ball that he shouldn't have won at all. Got the ball up to Liam Hassett there. Liam Hassett gone in corner forward now. He's rushing. He's kicks a small bit there. He turned around and he had a good opportunity. Kicked the ball wide. The battle raging now, Liam. The next score is going to be very valuable. Kerry have there. The game is there to be won now. But it's the Mayo side, who we know from the past are going to come back. They have trained very hard for this. McHale is out in the middle of the field. He's getting out of position. Declan O'Keefe would want to keep the ball away from him when he's taking his kicks.
Donald Daly is warming up across the far sideline. Donald Daly, as he likes to be called, warming up. And Dennis Dwyer has been fouled. It's going to be free in for Kerry just inside the 50-yard line, about 10 yards in from the sideline. And Maurice Fitzgerald is coming out towards it. Well, certainly Lee McHale is coming into the play big time there. In the last 5 or 6 minutes especially, he's won some very good ball from off William Kirby. Our Kerry men just thinking of making a switch at centre field, because that's the reason that Donald Dolly is warming up across in front of the new stand. And Paddy Shea certainly worried. He's having a word there with William Kirby just a moment ago, telling him to get on with it and get stuck in. Maurice Fitzgerald surveying the ball, looks at the post. It's a very long one. He sends it in. It's a marvellous kick, but it's going to curl slightly to the left and wide. Just didn't get it spot on. But a very good try indeed, 11 points to 5.
A great effort. He just pulled it narrowly wide in his own side, as you say. Donald Dolly's warming up. Michael Francis Russell is also warming up. They're down over in the corner of the field. And the queue's extended to them, stretching their muscles, they're stretching their hamstrings. They're ready to come on. Which one of them is going to come on? What's the bit? No, they'll be gone. Michael Francis Russell, he's the man. The pace of the game will have slowed down. Mayo will be expecting their own hat to do with him. Will they bring on Michael Francis Russell? I think they will.
Darrow Shea will go for this ball, and Darrow Shea drops it. And Pat Fallon races on to it. Pat Fallon to Colin McManaman. McManaman shaking off Darrow Shea. Quite short handing towards the 50-yard line. Sends a high ball across. Danger here, but Seamus Moynihan pulls it down. However, he's pulled down. It's a penalty. It's a penalty for Mayo. It's a penalty. That's the break they needed. Dermot Byrne, who's caused little bit of trouble for Seamus Moynihan since he came on, and he pulls him back there, and it is a penalty. I think we should nearly have to agree with that one.
One would up for the ball there. Seamus Moynihan went with him. Do you know, Liam, I don't know, I'd like to see it again. You know, it was one of those ones that if you left, I put it to you like this, if it was left go, I wonder would you argue that much about it. But Kieran MacDonald, I think he's the man that's going to take it now. A vital kick. We said Mayo want the goal to come back into it. If he scores this, Declan O'Keefe, everybody in Rathmore is looking at him. Come on, Declan O'Keefe.
Here comes Kieran MacDonald with that left foot, and a left-footed penalty taker, goalkeepers reckon, is the hardest one to save from. It's very hard to judge this kick, and he sends it low into the net. No doubt about that. That's what Mayo needed, and they're certainly back in this game. Just 3 points in it. 11 points to 1-5, and after all Kerry's long periods of domination, they've just got a 3-point margin to show. And now is the test of character for this Kerry team. Can they dig deep and get away from Mayo again? Or is Lee McHale, who's made a big impression since he came out midfield, is he going to change things around and get the Mayo men back into this game? They're certainly back into it now. Are they going to go ahead?
Well, in spite of it all along, we said all along, this Mayo team are battles. We said they'd come back. We said they needed a goal. They're after getting the goal now. Now Kerry will have to prove themselves. Now Kerry will have to come back. The next score again is going to be vital. What a cracking game we have now.
And McHale has gone back for the loose ball behind centre field. Back to Pat Holmes, to Ken Mortimer. Ken Mortimer shaking off Maurice Fitzgerald. Being tackled now by Liam Hassett. Back to Holmes, back to Pat Fallon. And Pat Fallon sends a low ball for Colin McManaman. McManaman gets it back to Fallon. He's going toe to hand. He's got David Heaney with him. Liam Flaherty comes across. David Heaney's a little bit on the fast side for him. He sends that ball back to Horn. And Horn sends it high and over the bar. And Mayo certainly are rattling Kerry now. Just 2 points in it. 1-6 tonight. 11 points to 1-6.
What a huge transformation in the game in the space of 5 minutes. Mayo coming back at them. The experience they gain. We all spoke during the week and the week before of everyone in Kerry about the experience. What would it mean? Well, Mayo never got rattled. They held their heads. The experience they got last year against Meath, that's the experience is telling to them now. And that's going to be vital. I'm surprised they're not bringing on Michael Francis Russell. He would add an extra bit of spark into the Kerry attack here. We want to know what the Kerry Minters are going down the line. It's all Mayo at the moment.
McManaman again. From a poorest kick out. Going forward on the 50-yard line, taking on Liam Flaherty. But Flaherty's knocked the ball away from it. Come back to James Horan again. James Horan is having another crack at the post. He sends it high, and he sends it over the bar. There's just a point between the sides.
just the fight between the sides, and James Horn, lovely kick there from James Horn. The Kerry defence is rattled, that penalty is really rattling the Kerry sideline. There's a man coming on, there's a sub coming on for the Kerry team there now. The Kerry
Donald Daly has warmed up and is about to come into the Kerry side, probably for William Kirby. Kirby has had quite a good game until McHale got the upper hand of him there for the last quarter of 10 minutes or quarter of an hour. Well, the early stages of the second half, it was Kirby who sent Kerry attacking on many occasions, but now it's Ball Mayo, and the ball breaks down to David Heaney, and here they come again. Heaney for McManaman. Colin McManaman, toward a hand. Liam Flaherty coming across, but McManaman is going. He's very confident now. He sends the ball across to David Nestor. Two Kerry players have collided and gave David Nestor the space he needed, and he swings it in, but only as far as the arms of Declan O'Keefe. And the Kerry goalkeeper gets it out to Seamus Moynihan. Moynihan fists it further outfield to William Kirby. Kirby sends a long ball up. That's for Liam Hassett. Liam Hassett has won it. Liam Hassett being tackled all the time by Fergal Costello. Gives it to Parley's. A left-footed shot from Parley's. But this is coming right into Mayo's man. And Ken Mortimer it is. Beats Darrow Kinnaid out for the ball. And sends it away to James Nallon. James Nallon to Liam McHale. Liam McHale past the halfway line. Mayo came with great composure. Colin McManaman takes that ball, sends inside towards Kieran MacDonald. MacDonald going toward a hand. He's coming across the centre. He's being tackled. He sends the ball inside. That's a poorish ball, and Declan O'Keefe will run out of his goal, gather that one, send it away to Seamus Moynihan on his own 14-yard line. Hassett has made a run again for him. Ball very near the sideline and gone over the sideline. That's going to be a line ball for Mayo, almost 70 yards out from the Kerry goal.
And Mayo in trouble. Mayo causing trouble for the Kerry all over now, Liam. Kerry, that goal really rattled him, and the point shortly after, and Kerry in trouble in many areas of the field.
A poor line ball there that's going to go over the end line, harmlessly wise, policed by Barry O'Shea. And Mayo's full forward there, John Casey, giving out to the man who kicked that one outside to give him a better chance at it. But Declan O'Keefe will take another kick out for Kerry. We have 19 minutes of the second half gone, and here comes Donald Daly into the game for Kerry. He'll be coming on, I would say, on Liam McHale and William Kirby. Sadly, he's leaving the field. He just has not been handling McHale at all well for the last 10 minutes or so. And Donald Daly immediately comes in and takes up Liam McHale.
Yeah, because William Kirby had a very hard first half. Liam McHale was a side full forward. He did nothing. He didn't get a kick. And William Kirby was tiring. McHale came out and he was fitter than Kirby, and he was winning a lot of ball. Let's see how the fiery men will do now.
First kick out, and up they go for it. Darrow Shea knocks it down, and pulling on it there is Eamon Breen. Morris Fitz and Pat Holmes. Fitz has won it. He's been pushed. Dennis Dwyer has made a run here. Here's Dennis Dwyer. He's going toward a hand inside. He's on the 21 bench to Liam Hassett. Great chance here for Kerry. Liam Hassett still going on. He gets that ball back towards Darrow Kinnaid. High, and Darrow Kinnaid sends it to the left and sends it wide. Well, and good chance kind of begging there. Kerry needed that one. We should just settle them down a bit.
Yeah, they needed that. Liam Hassett, a good opportunity there, a bit slow in the round. He got the ball out to Darrow Kinnaid. Darrow Kinnaid just threw his leg at it, and really, he didn't give himself much of a chance. Kerry are completely rattled at the moment. Mayo coming forward and waves. They're using the ball a lot better, Liam, and you can see them equalising very shortly the way they're going, because they're getting more of the position and they're forced every ball.
A fine shoulder there from Eamon Breen and James Horan, and Horan completely complaints there at all, because it was a definitely a fair show that the ball broke down from that to Dennis Dwyer. Here comes Dennis Dwyer again, getting the ball inside towards Morris Fitzgerald. Morris Fitzgerald is trying the right foot at this one. He's curling in, but it's not going to curl enough at all. It goes to the right and it goes wide. And we have 20 and a half minutes of the second half gone. Kerry 11 points, Mayo 10 points.
Yeah, and the Kerry forwards are snatching at their chances now. We saw Liam Hassett while ago, and we saw Darrow Kinnaid just while ago. Now we saw Morris Fitzgerald, and they're snatching. They know they want to get the next score, and they're snatching it instead of slowing it down. That's where experience comes in. That's where Mayo have the experience. They're not snatching. They're holding the ball. Kerry are snatching it, lack of experience. But we're still a point ahead, Liam. And great. Think it happen if we get the next score. We're going to have a good 5 minutes.
Great feeling from Darrow Shane. He takes to free himself quickly after being fouled. To Liam Hassett high, but it's gone to the left and it's gone wide, and Kerry are playing now into the railway goal, kicking just as every bit as bad as Mayo did in the first half, and a couple of chances there gone a begging that would have given them a cushion that they so badly need.
Yeah, and they want to hold the ball for the men that's coming. They're all kicking now when they get the ball, instead of holding it and pass it off to the men that's coming. They're not supporting each other as they should. They'd want to settle down a small bit. Paddy Shea want to come around there, tell them hold the ball, don't be rushing your kicks, don't be snatching. We're still a point ahead. Mayo are behind us all the time.
Peter Burke's kick out. Darrow Shea will go up for this one. Knocks the ball down, but only to David Heaney. David Heaney it is. busting his way forward, dispossessed by Morris Fitzgerald. It's going to be a line ball from Mayo. Line ball from Mayo, 70 yards from their own goal. David Heaney to take it. He drops one inside. Racing out for Barry O'Shea and John Casey. The ball hops over their heads. Eamon Breen is back covering for Kerry. Donald Dolly calls for it, but Breen decides to clear it long. Throws John Crowley. That ball punched down to Noel Connolly. And here comes Noel Connolly to lead another Mayo attack. Fist the ball inside to Kenneth Morton, or Peter Colin McManaman rather. McManaman, a high ball across. Seamus Biden coming out with Jimmy Bunn. This ball breaks down. And then the free, the ball sent over the bar, all right, by John Casey. But the referee had blown his whistle. Something very similar to what happened at the time of the penalty, except this time the foul was on the other side. Jimmy Bunn pushing Seamus Moynihan there, and it's a free out. Declan O'Keefe to take it from his own 14-yard line. 22 minutes gone in the second half. Kerry hanging on by the slenderest of margin. 11 points against Mayo's 1-7. 11 points to 10. Declan O'Keefe's kick out will land on the halfway line, and Pat Fallon goes up on his own for it. Brings it down. Pat Fallon very much in the game now. Chodahan looking up, sizing up his options. Tackled all the time by Daroshay, who half blocks down the kick. And Daroshay, the kick half blocked down by Donald Dolly it was, and Daroshay racing onto it, has been fouled, and that's going to be free out for Kerry. 40 yards out from their own goal. Daroshay picking
Michael
himself
Francis
up.
Russell Liam is below on the right hand corner, over stretching out again. Now we're going to see Michael Francis Russell. Would it be too much to hope that he'd repeat the same thing? Surely to God, a young fellow like that could never repeat it in a stage like this, but he's going to be coming on shortly.
Morris Fitz has won this ball from the free, 50 yards out. He's taking on Pat Holmes. Throw the hand, Morris Fitzgerald going inside, still going on. He's surrounded by Mayo players, and the referee said his shoulder was pulled back there by Colin McManaman, who was back helping his fullback Pat Holmes, and the referee very positively pointing towards the Mayo goal, and it's going to be free in for Morris Fitzgerald, and a very good chance. It's only about 30, well, perhaps 35 yards out or so, about 20 yards to the left of the post. Morris Fitzgerald, if he can show the composure here, this would be a cushion for Kerry, give them a little bit of breathing space they so badly need at the moment. This could be the most crucial kick of this All-Ireland final, when that could settle Kerry down and settle the Kerry nerves. Here comes Morris Fitz, and he makes no mistake whatsoever, curling it over the bar. Kerry have 2 points ahead again. 12 points for Kerry, 1-7 for Mayo.
They wanted by Kerry. We didn't score a point for 15 minutes. We didn't score anything for 15 minutes. Morris Fitzgerald there. That was a very dicey free there. I didn't think it was a free. As a matter of fact, Seamus Mine got a free below, and it was dicey enough too. Two nice frees there by the referee. We wanted that badly. 15 minutes since we scored last. Now it's going to be all to play for now. With just in my watch, with just 10 minutes to go on my watch team, this is going to make a cracking finish. We wouldn't be far away from a draw here.
Morris Fitzgerald's 8 points of the game, and Kerry's 12th, and Liam Flaherty wins possession. Under pressure he kicks, and that's a poorish kick. It was taken by Fergal Costello for Mayo. Fergal Costello out to James Nallan, coming forward to Colin McManaman. He's hopped that ball twice, and the referee has whistled, even though he didn't catch it like Morris Fitzgerald in the first half. Didn't catch it on the second occasion, but the referee deems him to have overplayed the ball, and Eamon Breen will take the free for Kerry. He takes it very, very high. Up they go for it. Nice play from Morris Fitzgerald as he pulls that one down. He's turning on his left side now. He's under severe pressure. Can he get the ball across? He can, to Dennis Dwyer. Dennis from 50 yards out swings one in, but it's gone to the left and it's gone wide, and Dennis Dwyer might have been better advised. And here comes Michael Francis Russell is coming into the game. And who's the player who's going off? I'd say it's probably Dara O'Kaneda. I think Dara O'Kaneda is probably the player who's been called ashore. And we'll have to wait for another while. He didn't get in time this time. And Pat Fallon has won this ball from Daroshay. He links up with James Nallan, coming forward again. Liam Flaherty is making beeline across for him. And he plays the ball inside to James Horan. A very high ball from him, but it's gone to the right and it's gone wide. And the Kerry flags on the canal end there waving as that one went in. Now here comes Michael Francis Russell onto the field of play. And Kerry forwards looking apprehensively. It's Daroshay, who's getting the call to the sideline, and things not going that mighty well for him in this game. Michael Francis Russell goes in, and immediately he's greeted with a nice belt of a shoulder from Kenneth Mortimer, by way of saying hello, of course. And, well, can Michael Francis do something about this game? We shall see. Daroshay, great catch from Daroshay. Himself and Pat Fallon have been marking each other, have been the two outstanding fielders of this game. Here comes Donald Dolly in a solo run. Donald is going in. He appeared to be tripped there, but the referee says play on. Comes to Liam Hassett. He's going to be tackled from behind here. Liam Hassett still in possession. He'd want to be playing this one. He's lost possession. And away comes Pat Fallon, and he sends Mayo attacking again. and Noel Connolly coming on away. It's Fergal Costello rather than a solo run. Fergal Costello, 40 yards out. He fits that ball inside to Kieran McDonald. He's beaten by Stephen Stack. And Kerry, Seamus Moynihan comes out with the ball, sends it way up this side of the field all on his own. Therefore, it is Donald Daly, or Donald Jolly rather. Donald Jolly for Michael Francis Russell. He's got to that ball ahead of Mortimer. He links up with Palais. Can Palais swing one over here? He's going to run. Palais is going across the centre. Will he punch it? It's a great chance of a ball here. And a great save by Peter Burke from Dennis Dwyer. Well, I thought Palais might have been advised to fist that one over the bar, as he can do and did in the first half. But back come Mayo again. It's all action in this All-Ireland final. All action game. 27 minutes of the second half gone. Kerry hanging on to a 2-point lead. David Nestor in possession. 60 yards out, 50 yards out, 40 yards out. David Nestor being tackled. A good shoulder from Killian Burns. And Eamon Green comes away with the ball. Killian Burns is playing a blinder. An awful long ball there. There's two or three Mayo men and Michael Francis Russell under it. Russell and Mortimer racing out towards the sideline. And Mortimer polices the ball over the sideline. Line ball for Mayo. And Mortimer takes it himself. Takes it for Pat Fallon. Fallon. Dennis Dwyer coming back to tackle him. Up towards the halfway line. Fallon getting past Liam Hassett. And Liam Hassett has pulled him down. And that's a free in for Mayo. From about 65 yards out from the Kerry goal. And Brian White wagging a finger there. As Liam Hassett. Intentional foul, but he didn't book him. And Pat Fallon felt awkwardly there in that tackle. I don't think it's anything like a serious injury or anything like that, but the referee taking no chances whatsoever. Fallon's going to actually take this himself. The Mayo doctor has gone off the field again. I see Dermot Burden gone away into the corner. David Nestor has gone off the Mayo team. I think Mayo have put on a sub. He'll catch up with that. So I think PJ Loftus is it. Possibly PJ Loftus that's in the game. It looks very much like him. And Mayo have won the free. Colin McManaman fouled there about 30 yards out. And yes, indeed, it's PJ Loftus has come into the Mayo side in place of David Nestor. David, who didn't have come out on the worst of end of the stick against Killian Burns this afternoon. Burns absolutely flying. And now this free to be taken by Kieran MacDonald, his favourite left foot. He should send this one over. He misses the ball. And a low one inside, and Stephen Stack has won it. Stephen Stack sends it out this side to Seamus Moynihan. Moynihan coming away with it. Fists it out into Dar O'Shea, who's got into a lot of space. That space is closing down rapidly. He sends a very high ball. Up court they go for it. And two Kerry players, Crowley and Fitzgerald, have knocked it down. And Mayo come away with it again. And once again, Noel Connolly pulled back by Liam Hassett. Liam Hassett is this time not going to get away with it. He's going to go into the referee's book. The free taken quickly and taken one by Liam Flaherty, but that will not count.
It's very important now, Liam, that Liam Hassett's name has been taken. It's very important now that the Kerry defence and the centre fieldman hold the ball and try to get it in nice and low. The last two or three balls within there, you saw it yourself, everybody saw it. They just balloon the ball in, giving them no chance inside. Experience is vital here now. Experience in the last 4 minutes could win or lose this game. A bad mistake. Hold the ball, get it in low, and make sure you get your men.
John Crowley goes up for Dar O'Shea's kick, and John Crowley doesn't win it. Mayo coming away with it. Fergal Costello fists that ball out to Colin McManaman. Well, John Crowley should have won possession on that occasion. And here's danger for Kerry, as Dermot Burton has got inside the defence. He sends that ball back to McDonald. McDonald at pace, and Mayo surely. And it's going to be cleared out by Seamus Moynihan, or is it? Barry O'Shea is also in there. Mayo are still in possession. And the ball eventually kicked wide. And well, that was a furore in there. There's players on the ground all over the place. The ball skidding and hopping around there dangerously. Anything could have happened.
Anything could have happened. The late Mihalo here, the great broadcaster, as he described it, a fierce shamazzle around the Kerry goal. Many the time we heard it when we were young fellas growing up. We didn't know what the shamazzle was. Well, that was a shamazzle. The ball went in, the ball went out, the ball went over the wide, went back, the ball went in and went out again, eventually went wide. That was a lucky shamazzle there and finished up wide for Kerry. Can we hold on, Liam? 5-4 minutes to go on my watch. They'd want to hold the ball, make sure they don't give away easy possession. Pass the ball around and hold on. Don't give it away like you're giving it away there. Now the ball was
Eamon Green had that ball in his possession under the tackle. He lost it over the line. Line ball to Mayo. They're going to put the pressure on for the last 4 minutes of this game. No doubt about that. The line ball has been taken about 50 yards out from the Kerry goal. Dropped in there. Will Liam Flaherty win this one? He does. The man from Ballydunahoe sends it out to Stephen Stack. Zach works it out towards Eamon Breen. Eamon Breen would want to use this one better. Is that a Kerry player showing for it there? Has gone very near the sideline. John Crowley comes out and racing up the line is Palade. Can Palade win this ball? That's a very important ball to win. Palade should go down on it now. He doesn't, and Mayo are going to clear it. Mayo will clear this ball. And Palade, Ken Mortimer it is. Palade looked to have a great chance there. They've used their goalkeeper now in this move. And the goalkeeper comes out and eventually out to Pat Holmes. And Pat Holmes sends it further out to Fergal Costello, who fists it out to Kieran MacDonald. Kieran MacDonald, who's a way out the field. He's going to be tackled by Stephen Stack. But MacDonald coming inside. He sends a good ball in. Danger here for Kerry. And it's PJ Loftus on the ball. PJ Loftus is going to send it high. And he sends it to the right and wide. Just blazed it in. No aim there whatsoever. It's still 12 points to 10.
And a great opportunity by the substitute, PJ Loftus here. He's a great opportunity. And they are going to finish the way they, the same way they started. Are they going to get the chances? And are they going to blaze them wide? They're coming through the Kerry defence there. They split them open there. And that was a great opportunity there by PJ Loftus. He'll regret that, Liam, because that was one of the easiest chances of the game there. And Liam Flaherty, the Bally Donohoe man, what a marvellous, marvellous game he's having there. Centre halfback. He's absolutely outstanding. Great stuff.
O'Shea and Fallon go up. Nobody wins it. David Heaney comes in to get the breaking ball from Mayo. He's fouled and it's a free from Mayo taken by Liam McHale. Liam McHale, Fallon has made the run forward. Eamon Breen is with him. Fallon pulls the ball down. Eamon Breen pulls him down. And the referee has blown his whistle and he's calling back to play. That's going to be freeing for Mayo. Away out here, about 15 yards in from the sideline, just inside the 21-yard line. This would suit the left foot of Kieran MacDonald. Can he close the gap to a single point? The stopwatch says 33 minutes. 33 minutes gone. 2 minutes to go. We didn't have very much injury time. Brian White usually plays 1.5 to 2 minutes in a normal 35 minutes. This has been a normal enough 35 minutes. Can Kieran MacDonald narrow the gap here? 12 points to 10 it is. He's taking this one very, very carefully. He's a very good kicker, but he's pulled it badly wide. Is that the let-off that Kerry needed?
Is that the let-off, Liam? Kieran MacDonald had two great chances with two frees there. He muffed that there. That boy with the ponytail. Was under tremendous pressure altogether, but was a very, very poor kick, Liam. A very bad kick. Of course, he was under fierce pressure, and he's not a great free kicker in the best of days. That was a lucky let-off for Kerry there. On my watch, Liam, on my ever-ready right watch, there's about 2 minutes to go. Can Kerry hold out? Can they get the ball up the field? Can they get the point that will ensure him that Meath would need a goal? Get that ball up the field now.
Declan O'Keefe has aimed his kick out this side towards Dennis Dwyer, and Dennis Dwyer has not left him down. He's won it very well. He goes down with a shoulder injury there under a serious crack from David Heaney. It was the man who's playing on him. And is it a shoulder injury? Did he get a belt on the head? Possibly a tip on the head there. And David Heaney is feeling his knee. I think it was his knee that made contact with Dennis Dwyer's head. It was completely accidental. He just came out on the tackle after Dwyer had won a very good ball. And Dwyer definitely looks like a young fella in trouble down there.
Looks like a young fella in trouble. You summed it up there. It was completely accidental. And the one thing about this game is it draws to his climax, draws to his conclusion. It's been terrible sporting. There hasn't been a bad blow. It's been a credit to all the players, to both counties, to both managers, to all the trainers. And Dennis Dwyer, the Waterville men, who we saw being taken off injured in the semi-final. Let's hope he can get up. Kerry have their three subs on. If Dennis Dwyer don't get up, Kerry will have to finish with 14 men. The time is up on my watch. What will the referee give? What will Brian White give? Dennis Dwyer looks to be in big trouble. He's holding his face. As you say, he got the knee into the side of the head there. Let's hope it's nothing very bad. Let's hope he'll get up and let's hope he'll have to finish out the game, even if he has to stand inside corner forward, Liam.
Well, Darren and Oyrador will gear up Trucco Cuig no with the Mehis of Darrella. At Martian Fane, but Donu 3 no with the Elon. Owen Brescia, and Dennis Dwyer looks slightly in trouble down there. On scoring and winning to show, Kerry Gawhulin Diog, Mio Degolini, and are Kerry on the verge of glory, or can Mio come back and get a late, late goal that would wrest it from them? Well, John Casey looking out there, PJ Loftus dancing inside there, trying to get into a position while Killian Burns' back was turned, but he doesn't succeed in doing that too easy from Killian Burns. And Seamus Moynihan will now take this free for Kerry. Dennis Dwyer seems to have recovered. I don't think he's at his best. The ball taken short to Dar O'Shea. Dar O'Shea has Donald Doyle. He doesn't use him. He sends a high one inside. Up they go for it. That ball breaks down. Can a Kerry hand get onto this? It can't. It's Fergal Costello fisting it out to James Horan from Mayo. A poor ball from Horan. Flaherty can win this one. And a mighty man from Ballydunahoe sends it to Morris Fitzgerald. Morris would need to hold on to this one indeed. He's fouled and it's a free for Kerry.
Yeah, they should hold it now. Liam, pass it around. Make sure they don't give the ball away. Possession now is the name of the game now. Morris Fitzgerald will hold the ball, pass it back. He never scored for Dale Liam. From Dale Liam, of course, as we said before, how can you judge this man? They should hold the ball, they should pass it around and don't give away possession.
Morris was shelled out near the sideline. He's going to have a big one. It's 52 yards out. By the time he kicks it, it's 50, and he's dropping it in. Dropping it in. And it's gone over the bar. It's a marvellous point from Morris Fitzgerald. Unbelievable. Sideline kick 52 yards out. Last kick maybe of an All-Ireland final. It's all over. Kerry are the All-Ireland champions of 1997. Kerry 13 points. Mayo 10 points. Excitement is rife here at Croke Park. The Kerry crowd are making their way in. Well, Mullan Oiga agus Tukashi, they say. And Kerry's Oiga certainly have come good today. And fittingly, it was the mighty man from Ballydunahoo, Liam Flaherty, who took that brilliant ball there that upset Mayo's last attack and sent them reeling backwards. A great day we see, a great day to be here. Radio Kerry's first live commentary of an All-Ireland final with Kerry in it, and it's a winning one.
It's a winning one indeed, Liam. What an honour it is. What a marvellous performance by this young Kerry team. And you summed it all up there when you said Liam Flaherty, the mighty man from Ballydunahoe. Not alone does he own a racehorse, but he's as strong as a racehorse. Put that ball up to Morris Fitzgerald. And how did he put that ball from the wing right over the bar there? 11 years of desolation, 11 years of heartbreak, 11 years without success, 11 years watching other teams winning All-Ireland, 11 years of...
Tom, bringing can you see me, Tom?
Of bringing young fellas all around the county in their cars, 11 years of minors under 21s and juniors, all the trainers and all the young men in the county who were brought around and who were trained, who were coached, they'll be watching this. They are the young men for Kerry, and a word for Paddy O'Shea and Seamus McGarrald and their men. 12 months next Tuesday night, they'd have started their training. And a year ago today, Liam, when they went down in the train after being beaten by Mayo, who'll ever forget the desolation on the faces of Kerry? What a mighty victory. Kerry are back. We said it after the league final.
Sean Barry has Dar O'Shea down the pitch. Sorry for interrupting you. We see Dar O'Shea.
Sideline, I have Dar O'Shea. Dar O'Shea, fantastic achievement, a fantastic game. How does it feel to win your first season All Ireland medal?
I'm right tired. We're delighted, of course. I mean, we're delighted. We're delighted, but very hard. We made it hard for ourselves, I think, as well. But, oh, God, it's just hard to describe now. I'd have to wait till it sets in, you know. We're delighted, Sean. We're delighted.
Congratulations, Gala. Well done. Thank you very much.
Another one of the players down there now, Parley's been congratulated by everybody. If Sean can get it working with him, Parley's hugging William Kirby there. Can Sean Barry get through to them? He's now talking to Jack O'Connor.
Selector Jack, a fantastic victory. This would be all your dreams come true.
Absolutely, John. You know, this is what life is all about, days like this. And it's a dream come true, you know. Ever since we were very young, this days like this we were dreaming about. Fantastic, great credit. They had a fight hard in the second half. They were going to dodge enough penalty and it knocked us back. But, you know, we felt gone out that there was such determination on the face of the players. They wouldn't be stopped today.
Congratulations, Jack. Well done.
Well, there is a sea of green and gold. And one of the stewards is moving, Sean Barry, from talking to the players there. Ah, boo to that steward down there. Sean Barry can't get a word in with any more of the Kerry players. Perhaps... we'll have to take it up from here. They carry the sea of green and gold out here in front of us. It's unbelievable. And I see the whole lot of West Kerry. I would imagine about the 3/4 of the population of Dingle CBS are out there in the field. Some of my own pupils, I recognise them well. It's there, Jay for glory. I see 4 or 5 members of the Kerry minor team who came out of the Canal End together there. And well, a great day, a great scene for those young people, as we say.
I've seen every kind of a scene, high up and low down, but this is something I've never seen before. The green and the gold wavering in the wind, waving madly in the wind, and the crowd is still coming onto the field. Sean Barry's still down there in the field, and they're coming in from all over. This is going to go marvellous. This is going to go marvellous for Kerry. Paddy O'Shea with him. Liam, this is something we have never seen before. This is a sight we have longed for 11 years. This is a sight we have longed for many years. As Liam has to receive the cup, Sean Barry down trying to get his ear. Paddy O'Shea with a big, huge smile on his face.
Paddy O'Shea, the man who won 8 All-Ireland medals with Kerry. Paddy O'Shea, the man who came back, took over the Kerry team 2 years ago. What a marvellous day it is for him, too, Liam. And what a marvellous day it is for all the people connected with the team. This is going to go down as one of Kerry's great, one of Kerry's great victories, Liam. Well done, Kerry.
I think Sean Gary has approached Paddy O'Shea down the field. And he's been swept away, actually, because of my photographer there. And Liam Bassett has accepted the Samarwire Cup and is making his victory speech down below. And I think when Paddy's attention is riveted on that, and when you say a couple of words, he'll win in a few minutes. He says he'll talk to Sean Barry in a few minutes when he has helped Liam Hassett's speech first.
Liam Hassett accepting the cup, and the great men that gone before him, Dan Spring, Bill Dillon, Paddy Kennedy, Jazz Murphy, John Dowling, Mick O'Connell, Sean O'Sheehy, Johnny Culty, Donnie Sullivan, Mickey O'Sullivan, Ogie Moore, Tim Kennedy, George Power, Jim Deanahan, Ambrose O'Donovan, Paddy Shea, Tommy Doyle, and now the man from Lone Rangers, the first time ever a Lone Rangers man accepts the cup, Liam Hassett of Lone Rangers.
Well, Seamus O'Mahony of Radio Kerry Sport. Seamus, a great day for Kerry.
Marvellous day, and I have never seen the like of it. I'm coming here since 1953, and I've never seen the like of this in all my life. The team, the followers, absolutely unbelievable. And all we can say is well done to Paddy O'Shea and Ethan.
Well, there's Seamus O'Mahony, a proud day to be a Kerry man here in Dublin. We're going to take this town by storm tonight.
Not Kerry man, a hurler, Mike Halloran from Ballyhigh.
Let's hear it,
Mike Halloran. What do you think of that, Mike?
Great game, this is fantastic game. The best game I've seen in years. It's fantastic. And Dry for Skip and Stack. A great game by Morris Fitzgerald, the man
of the match,
by him,
deserves
this fantastic day.
He deserves this. Let's have a thought from Morris Fitzgerald. Oh, what a sight. Oh, what a scene. It's like something you would have in a painting. It's like standing in a Hadoor and looking out on the lakes of Killarney and seeing the mountains and the lakes. So beautiful is the scene here in Croke Park. I have never seen anything like it. The flags, the green and gold. What's going to happen in Kerry for the weekend? What's going to happen in Killarney tomorrow night? What's going to happen in Tralee? And what about all the schools around the county? When the Samogwell Cup comes into the schools all around the county. Oh, this is something we've all dreamed about, Liam. This is something that will go down in history. Marvellous day for Kerry.
Well, it is. And I see Sean Barry still down there. I think as the victory speech goes on, Paddy is riveted in that. The minute that's finished, I think Sean Barry, the three cheers from Mayo, the traditional three cheers for the Gannon Cruisers Mayo. Sean Barry, Paddy's a little bit excited. Sean Kelly might say a few words to him. Sean Kelly.
Sean Kelly, chairman of the county board. Sean, you've been in Lantra and Jarl for 10 years. All your dreams must have come true today.
Absolutely. It was a very hard 10 years to be chairman of the county board. Going through a rough time, and we got a lot of stick because Kerry weren't winning, but we kept battling away. We brought up the young fellas. We won minors in the 21s, and today it caps it all, because nothing can be greater for a Kerry person than to stand here in front of the Hogan stand and to see Kerry captain taking the Sam Maguire Cup back to Kerry.
Now, our team and our selectors are absolutely fantastic today. The changes they made and the switches they made worked when they needed them.
Absolutely, and they have been outstanding all year, because against Tipperary, against Clare and against Cavan, they made the switches that won the game for us. They kept panel moving all along, and they weren't afraid to make switches as they saw fit, and that is of great credit, because if they lost, people will blame them, so they deserve great credit for winning. They worked very hard, and everybody can be proud of them.
And what about our supporters, Sean? They were fantastic.
Well, I've never seen so much green and gold as we saw here today, and I'm absolutely delighted for the young people, and indeed the older people too, because some of those, their life was Gaelic football, and the younger people who never saw Kerry win the Sam, they heard all about it. They wondered what it was like, and now they came up here today in their droves. Many of them couldn't come because they weren't able to get tickets, but for them, it's a great emotional occasion. We're going to have some night in Tralee and Killarney tomorrow night, and after that, we'll have a great winter.
Well done, Sean. Congratulations, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks. Well, there you have an emotional Sean Kelly. I didn't think that much emotion was in him, but Sean has had some fruitless years. This makes up for it all, we say.
This makes up for it all, and let's have a thought for Sean Kelly. 11 years there, he came in for a share of stick, though, and we all come in for stick. Everybody comes in for stick. Sean Kelly came in for a lot of stick, but Liam, looking down at this magnificent scene in front of us, and you think back of all the great Kerry footballers that stood here before us, and how did Kerry keep coming back? What did they do? They keep coming back. What's the tradition? What's the secret? They asked what's the secret of Kerry, and often I wish what I knew. 'Twill doubtless see my door born on the sod. That question has puzzled me too. You see the lad working the meadow as he tosses the hay without rest, and he yearns for the lightning shadow as the sun slowly sinks to the west. Then he hacks to the thud of a football, and things more important must yield, for nothing must stay in a Kerry lad's way when the ball bounces high in the field. That's what it's all about, Liam. It's all about tradition. It's all about young fellas growing up in Kerry. It's all about young fellas leaving their work. It's all about training, and no doubt it's all about it. Paddy O'Shea and his men have put in an enormous amount of work. They started 12 months ago. They have been going on the road. They have been on it, and now I had Liam Higgins has Pat Spillane, one of the Kerry greats there. Pat Spillane is going to talk to Liam Higgins. Let's hear what Pat Spillane has to say.
Pat, just your impression of this mighty occasion.
Fantastic occasion, Liam. Brilliant for Kerry football, and I tell you this, they'll be there for a long time. Great future in them, and it's a great day to be a Kerry man. And for once, I'm going to be totally biased tonight, and we're going to gloat over the rest of them. Well done.
Glory, Spillane. I see Pat Spillane there.
And now here we are with me on the sideline, I have Tony O'Keefe, secretary of the county board, the man with the hardest job in the county all the week. Tony, you had to distribute the tickets, but you got them here in thousands.
Oh, it was just fabulous. The support on the canal for Kerry today was just fabulous. And I'd like to thank everybody for that type of support. It's brilliant to come out on the pitch and to see that so many people rooting for you. And it must have been gone really to support the players. They really felt it. They were all talking about it afterwards and at half-time about the great support that was there. I'm just delighted for them.
Absolutely tremendous. We had a tremendous first half. We played very well against the breeze and scored well. But there was worrying moments in the second half.
Well, I thought in the first half that we gave away the possession a lot too easy. There was a period in the first half where we gave away possession very easy, and I feared at that stage that we might lose the control of the game. I think that the injury to Billy Shea upset the rhythm a little bit. In the second half then, we survived a very sticky period when they got a goal. They got a goal in 3 points, I think, without reply. But we had the heart and we had the gut to live with it and came away in the end.
And those 2 points from play from Wallace Fitzgerald in the first half.
Superb. Colin Morrow wrote something this morning in the Independent about great players. Gracing great occasions, and I think Morris was struggled at that today.
Thank you very much, Tony, and congratulations. Well done.
Thank you very much indeed there, Tony O'Keefe, and thank you, Sean Barry, for those interviews. We would be leaving you now temporarily here from Croke Park, a great occasion for Kerry football. Don't forget, of course, to join us later on this evening. We're going across now to the dressing rooms and hopefully to the Bank of Ireland suite afterwards, where we hope to talk to many of the Kerry and possibly a few of the Mayo players as well and officials. You shall rejoin us then. We're from Croke Park on a great day for Kerry. Kerry 13 points, Mayo 10 points. From Weishi Fogarty, from Tom Lyons, and Sean Barry, and myself, Slán Agaibh Galaid.
Thank you very much, Liam Higgins and the team there in Croke Park. Well, very rarely do I get caught for words, but I must say that was one of the most exciting moments in my life so far. Well done to the Kerry team. Well done to everybody there in Dublin. And we are going to party tonight.